This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax,
we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Stacy Brandewey of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Tonight, the Sydney Yellow Jackets, 3-1 on the year, take on the Toledo Waite Indians, 1-3. This is the final non-GWAC game before the gauntlet of GWAC North action begins next week when Sydney hosts Trotwood. The Yellow Jackets come into this game tonight off a 47-33 win over Fairborn to extend their win streak to 3 in a row. First time since 2007, Chuck. Sydney 3-1 after four games. First time since 2009, Sydney's won three straight contests.
Well, you take a look at the crowd that's filing in. It's still 30 minutes before kickoff. This is going to be a good crowd, and winning makes everybody enthusiastic, and that gets the kids romped up. They should get the game tonight, and that's going to get them really rolling into the GWOC next week.
A very good point. Mighty important game. Head coach Adam Dungis, as we will hear in just a few minutes, noted midweek that his Yellow Jackets have not yet played a complete game. Two and a half, three quarters of pretty good football a couple weeks, but not a solid four quarters yet. Hopefully, Sydney will take that step in preparation for GWOC North action next week. Sydney, certainly a major player in the GWOC North this year. I would say from top to bottom, GWOC North more compressed than it's ever been.
Yep.
And all six teams play each other over the next 5 weeks. Sydney, Trotwood next week. And then we've got the game for sure in 2 weeks on the road at Butler. And who knows, we may be covering Sydney Trotwood right back here next Friday night. We'll make that announcement on Monday. But big stepping stone game for the Yellow Jackets here tonight, who will play without Jack Fiesel at quarterback the rest of the year. As head coach Adam Dungis said to me earlier in the week, we're going to miss Jack Fiesel, but Jack takes my position, Adam said, as quarterback coach.
Well, you know, he's got. It's a good thing to have a kid that understands, what his role is. He got hurt. He sees this freshman who, quite honestly, next year probably will be the starting quarterback because the kid is a talent.
Andre Gordon.
Yes. Yeah. And so it's nice to see Jack step in, though, and do what he needs to do. Kind of like Braxton Miller last year.
Right.
Watching him work with the youngsters, knowing that he's making them better to compete against them the following year.
In his two starts the last couple weeks, Andre Gordon has thrown for nearly 500 yards, Chuck. He's rushed for another 185 and accounted for five touchdowns in the wins over West Carrollton 42-0 and Fairborn 47-33. Those might be the biggest quarterback stats over a two-week period for a freshman this season in the state of Ohio. Who knows?
I think you're probably right. I mean, we saw the West Carrollton game, and he is terrific. I thought he did a little too much improvising in that game.
Right.
That comes from experience, though, and I would love to have him be my quarterback knowing I got 4 years with him.
Well, this game tonight between Sydney and Toledo Wake, only the fourth game between Sydney and Toledo area schools in the 119-year history of Sydney football. The last meeting came against Macomber in 1989, which was also the last year Sydney made the playoffs. Prior to that, there were two meetings with Whitmer in 1970 and 71. In fact, Whitmer was win number 23 for Sydney in that fabled 30-0 streak of the 68, 69, and 70 Sydney teams.
Yeah, those were good football teams. I was at Bell Fountain at the time, and there were some wars in those games, but Sydney came out on top. They had one heck of a run there.
Toledo Waite was the starting point for Jack Mollenkopf, legendary coach at Purdue. He got his beginning in high school football at Toledo Waite. In fact, there's a beautiful concrete bowl of a stadium right on the Waite campus called Mollenkopf Stadium, seats 9,000. This Toledo Waite program in the 30s, 40s, and 50s was outstanding. Suffered a 50-year dry spell between City League championships, went 5-5 last year, 4-1 tied for the league title. Second-year head coach Dan Shipka, who took the job a couple seasons back, really tickled to lead his team to that City League championship tie 1 year ago.
Well, I'll tell you, all the years that I coached, it's hard to win a league championship. I mean,
yep.
They're few and far between, and when you get them, you need to cherish them.
And Kyle Coleman, new on Sydney's coaching staff this year, and the head coach at Toledo Waite, Dan Shipka. Good friends, knew each other, both former students and athletes at Bluffton University.
There you go.
Should be a fine game tonight. Excellent weather, and we've been blessed with an outstanding week. It's balmy, a little overcast, hardly any chance of rain, a slight wind blowing. It's just a superb night for high school football late in the month of September. So many thanks to our great underwriting anchor sponsors here tonight. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News offering you the best local sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Middendorf is the developer for the Timber Trail subdivision, south edge of Anna. Anna Utilities, Anna Schools, near I-75, beautiful wooded lots, Timber Trail Subdivision, south edge of Anna, the developer, Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Call Mitch Middendorf if you are interested. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, Bluffton University's MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions at Adams Tech Solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. Chuck will return in just a moment or so with our coach's comments. First, we'll hear from Adam Dungis, head coach at Sydney, followed by Dan Shipka, head coach at Toledo Weight. First, a timeout. We'll hear from our pregame sponsor, The In-Between, located right smack dab in between Jackson Center, New Bremen, Botkins, and Anna. It's high school football tonight. Sydney hosts Toledo Weight on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
An attractive, comfortable place for your new home is Timber Trail in Anna. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie will construct some of these beautiful new homes right off 25A.
Timber Trails is located very conveniently near I-75, Honda, and the schools.
Anna Village Administrator Nancy Benroth.
One of the major pluses for those living in Anna's new Timber Trail subdivision is the high quality of education available.
Just one of many reasons why you should consider one of these 30 scenic lots developed by Middendorf Builders.
Anna schools have consistently received a state report card rating of excellent.
Timber Trail, created by Middendorf. A superb new home setting with big tax savings.
The lots are at least a half acre, and some of them are wooded. A bonus is that they get property tax abatement for at least 4 years.
Property for sale now at Timber Trail in Anna, Village Utilities and Safety, plus country living in style. Call Mitch Middendorf at 937-295-4219, 295-4219. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Sydney High School. We were noting a few minutes ago, Chuck, fine crowd filing in for this game tonight. Of course, the fact the Yellow Jackets are 3-1 has something to do with it. The weather, something to do with it. I might also note that in a joint effort with the elementary school principals, head football coach Adam Dungis, and PTO members at each of the four elementaries, elementary students had the opportunity to purchase tickets for tonight's game at a discounted rate of $2, which also got them a free T-shirt. The parents were also able to order tickets for $2. A neat promotional event as a result, an outstanding crowd for this midseason football game tonight between Sydney and Toledo Waite.
And I noticed they've got a lot of youngsters down with the cheerleaders besides just the varsity cheerleaders, and that always brings a lot of parents out too. So
sure does.
They're not stupid here.
Starting quarterback for the Sydney Yellow Jackets, ninth grader Andre Gordon, Jack Fiesel, the junior, out for the year. We alluded to that several minutes ago. Peyton Osborne, the senior, stepped in for Andre Gordon in the second half last week when he got temporarily nicked up. And as head coach Adam Dungis points out, he loses his job as quarterback coach to Jack Fiesel, who now has Andre Gordon under his wing. Here's Coach Dungis assessing the quarterback situation at Sydney High.
Our quarterbacks got a pretty good relationship with each other. They battle, they compete with each other at the same time. You know, they're the first ones to grab each other when they come off the field after they made a big play. So it's always been a good relationship, even when Jack was getting, you know, 60-70% of the reps and Andre was getting a little bit less than that. And then Peyton Osborne, a senior, was getting the third string reps when we had that opportunity. But then when Jack went down, the relationship was still there. I keep joking that we upgraded. We lost our starting quarterback, but we upgraded our quarterback's coach position. That was me. So I said, Jack, you'll do a better job at this. And we do our offensive individual sessions. You know, you're taking Andre and you run the session. You know? So he appreciated that I had the confidence in him to just go ahead and take it over.
Yeah.
He's like, really? I go, whatever you want to do, man. You got your, whatever it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever that period is that day, you've got him to do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And coach him up. And Andre respects Jack enough that, I knew it wasn't going to be an issue. Andre's about as humble as a kid as you can come across, and he knew that Jack was going to be good for him for that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he also liked it because he didn't have to listen to me anymore. I don't know. But, and then last week, Andre was, last 2 weeks, has been our full-time quarterback. He's got the majority of the rest, but last week got a little banged up, and we had to throw Peyton in there for a series, and Peyton's a kid that just started playing football last year. When you just started playing football, we needed a JV quarterback, and we said, how about that kid? And he struggled at the JV level, but he kept working. He worked hard all summer, and even though he knew coming into the camp that he would be our third string quarterback, and you keep preaching, you never know when your time is going to be to do something. If you work hard enough, at some point we're going to need you, and you're going to have a time to shine. And
mm-hmm.
Peyton, we didn't miss a beat when we put him in there. Andre got a big scab on his arm, had a bunch of blood coming out of it, and I'm on the sideline with the Fairborn doctor. I said, I go, Doc, what's the time frame we got on this? And he goes, about 4 or 5 minutes. And I go, 3. Okay, good. And I walk away, and I come back, and I said, Doc, what's the time frame now? And he goes, 1 minute less than when you were over here a minute ago. So, but I'm the only one worried about it, and Peyton's out there running the offense. Uh-huh. He was 4 for 4 passing and did a fantastic job of controlling the offense and managing it. We had to use him for 2 drives, and I think we scored on both of them. So, it was neat just to see the senior who never got that chance to show what he can do it, and at the same time, the junior quarterback who was a captain who's not on the team anymore playing-wise, taking the freshman quarterback underneath his wing. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic, and it's a neat thing to be around.
Hey, thank goodness for the depth chart. It comes into play oftentimes, and it has for Sydney football already this year.
Yeah, we've been preaching. I mean, you can tell that to kids all you want about, if you don't like where you're at the depth chart, you just got to keep plugging along. Everybody's got a role. Whether you're on scout team, at some point people are going to get hurt, and you never know when it's going to come.
Sure.
And maybe it doesn't come, but, the best thing that's happened is, Ohio State last year, they run through all those quarterbacks and end up winning a national championship with the third string quarterback. And, I'm sure I'm not the only coach in the state of Ohio that's been reminding their kids about that you never know when your chance is going to come up. You're one play away. You're 2 plays away from us having to use you on the field. And, it's happened, and I think our kids have taken it to heart this year.
Mm-hmm. Take us back over the last 2 weeks. Scores Broadcast covered the West Carrollton game. You blanked the Pirates, although they did get into the red zone 4 or 5 times against you. Santos, big fumble recovery, rumbled to the end zone for a touchdown. Big turning point in that game. I think it was 14-0 at that point in time. A touchdown there makes it a close call. You gave up late points against Fairborn. It won that game rather easily, but you were scored on in the fourth quarter. Assess offense, defense those 2 weeks.
Yeah, we haven't put together a complete game yet. You know, the teams that we're playing right now, we're talent-wise a little bit better.
Right.
We're relying a lot on that. We keep telling the kids we haven't put together a complete game as far as the mistakes and the mental aspect of the game just quite yet. In that West Carrollton game, I think they were in our red zone about four or five times, We were able to buckle down and get the job done then, but they never should have got to that point, quite honestly. And The Fairborn game, gave up 21 there in the fourth quarter, and a lot of that was we put some of our varsity number two line guys in there because, once again, we got to get those kids more meaningful reps because there's going to be a point in time where some of those kids are going to have to give us first quarter, second quarter reps later on in our GWAC North schedule. And, you know, some of those kids we found out they're not quite ready, and some kids were able to come through, like Peyton Osborne and some of those other guys that got in there, showed us that they could handle the situation, handle the lights and all that kind of stuff. So we haven't put together a full game yet, and quite honestly, we haven't probably played our starters all the way through four quarters here in the last few weeks. So it's going to be interesting when that time comes if we're going to be ready for it.
Yeah, well, this is a big game for you in that it's one last preparation time for your Final Five, the GWAC North, and maybe it's tonight when you put that complete game together and take that step into the final half of the season.
Yeah, the goal coming into the season, we kind of sit back as coaching staff and looked at what our schedule looked like and how things were going to work out. You know, our goal was to be moving full speed ahead once we got to Trotwood for week six.
Right.
And if we can, get with Toledo late tonight and do that and play a complete game, our first complete game of the year, you know, we're going to be right where we wanted to be at 4-1. You always obviously wish about that 5-0 and that kind of stuff. But if we can do what we want and come out of this with a victory and be 4-1 with some confidence, because we're going to need it the following week with our GWAC North schedule, starting with Trotwood. But, we like what we got going right now. Kids got a lot of confidence. They're feeling good. I think offensively last week we gained about 550-some yards. School record's 598. We got a young offensive line coach that just came from Eastern Illinois, and Eastern Illinois, his head coach at Eastern Illinois was Dino Babers, and his whole staff is at Bowling Green right now. So we've been paying attention to Bowling Green, and when he was at Eastern Illinois, my offensive line coach, they were doing 500 yards a game. Every once in a while they get that 600 yards a game. Bowling Green's doing 600 yards right now, so he's been shooting for that 500-yard game, and we got that last week for the first time. Before that, we were averaging about 450, and last week we went about 550, and I said, hey, Coach, Coach Kelly, we got to that 550. We got over 500. He goes, good. We'll get 600 next week then. So we've got some goals in mind that we want to get to, and obviously the big one is being 4-1 going into week six.
Adam Dungis, head coach of the Sydney Yellow Jackets. We wind up his interview as you hear the Sydney High School marching band playing down on the field in the background, about 10 minutes away from the start of tonight's game between Sydney and Toledo Waite, which is 1-3 on the year, having lost the opener to Sylvania Northview 27-26. A touchdown pass was dropped on the goal line by Toledo Waite in that game. Northview prevailed by a point. Then Waite was beaten by Maumee 34-0 and Clay 42-12. Last week, Toledo Waite traveled to Michigan and beat Ecorse Michigan by a score of 36-24. Waite has allowed 18 touchdowns this year, Sydney 13. We could have a pretty high-scoring football game here tonight. Only time will tell, of course. Dan Chipka is the head coach at Toledo Waite, new a year ago. And in 2014, he helped lead Waite to a 5-5 season. Toledo Waite won three games by 2 points last year, took four of the last five, tied for the City League title, and it was the first time in nearly 50 years that Toledo Waite had gotten a share of the City League championship. And Coach Chipka pleased as punch to have the head coaching job at Waite High School.
I love it here. It was a dream come true when I got the job about a year and a half ago. And, sports have really always been everything for me. I have an extensive baseball and football background. And I got injured with my right arm in my high school days. And really, football became my passion. And I was fortunate enough to continue my career at Bluffton University. And for 1 year with the Fort Wayne Firehawks in the CIFL and professional ball. And that was a tremendous experience learning from them. And when the team was sold down to a team down in Louisiana, I got into the coaching business, and I love it. Wouldn't trade it for the world, and I'm just fortunate enough to be here at Wake.
Hey, you turned things around last year. The Wake program in football had been suffering some for a number of seasons. 5-5 last year, and you tied for the City League Championship. Way to go.
Yeah, it was a lot of work that paid off last year. We started out slow. We were 1-4 to begin the season, and then we rattled off 4 of our next 5. So it was a tremendous turnaround. It was, again, a lot of work, a lot of buy-in by the kids, and a lot of hard work that paid off. We were tremendously pleased with last year's success.
How hard were you hit by graduation in 2015 spring?
Yeah, we lost quite a bit. We lost 12 seniors last year, but we were returning 12 juniors to be seniors this year. So, you know, we lost quite a bit. We lost the City League Player of the Year at quarterback, Jeremy Pratt, last year, and pretty much our entire defensive line. So it was difficult to replace them. Those are big shoes to fill. A lot of leadership, I would say, on the field production. Certainly we lost that, but it's really the locker room leadership that we miss most from those guys. I can't speak enough about how instrumental they were in the turnaround.
You lost your first 3 this year before traveling to Michigan last Friday and winning. The first game, a real tough luck setback to Northview, rebounded with a contest on the road in the state to the north last Friday night. You've been road warriors back on the highway once more at Sydney tonight.
Yeah, without a town trips, you know, those always present some danger because the kids get out of school early. At times it can feel like a field trip. So getting the boys in shirts and ties, you know, this is going to be a business affair, a business trip. We're there to take it seriously. And to stop at a rest break and eat lunch. You know, we're going through all the details of what it's going to take for us to remain focused and to not slide down that slope of being distracted, certainly on a Friday when it counts. So I thought the boys did a fairly good job in the e-course trip up into Detroit. We have a longer trip slated this Friday going down to Sydney. So it's going to pose its distractions and its dangers, but I'm confident with the coaching staff and the program that there'll be one thing on our mind Friday night.
Dan Chipka, second-year head coach at Toledo Wake, our guest before the start of tonight's game between Sydney and Toledo Wake. Hey, take a moment, talk about your skill players. I know you've got a mule, as you describe him, at running back.
Yeah, we think the world of Anthony Ashford. He's our running back and our middle linebacker, number 20. He does it all for us. He's our centerpiece in the locker room as well. He polices the kids. He's a captain, first and foremost, and he's an extension of the coaching staff. So really our offensive game plan is to get him the ball early and let him set the tone. Our offensive line has to maintain their blocks and win the battle at the line of scrimmage. But Anthony's one of those special kids. When he gets going, it's tough to slow him down and to stop him. And he's a load to bring down. And on the defensive side of the football, you want to talk about pursuing to the football and never giving up. I mean, he plays with a high motor. And again, he's very difficult to slow down.
And you feature a quarterback who has been transformed from the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, Ronnie Sanders is one of our more skilled athletes, and this year he'll be the signal caller for us, and he's started 4 games for us at quarterback, and he's got a multitude of different talents. He can throw the ball well, he can escape the pocket, and he's learning to be a threat with his legs, running behind his pads. Again, he's 6'3". At the beginning of the year, I thought he was running a bit high, but he had 179 rushing yards against E-Course last week, and with our triple option attack, he's building his confidence to pull that football when need be and to get vertical and split defenders and run behind his pads at the point of attack. So that's very nice to see.
And it sounds like he's learning on the job quite quickly. You've got a couple of big bookend tackles up front, one of whom is getting a lot of Division I looks.
Yeah, big Mark Boone, number 59. He's our right tackle, and he'll be playing at, you know, we'll move him around defensively. He'll be in a 3 technique, at times a 1, but we like to feature him as our field end as well. So he'll be moving around on the defensive front. But, yeah, Mark's getting, it's exciting these days. I mean, it's a revolving door of Division I coaches coming into the school and taking a look at him. And he stands about 6'6", 280 pounds, and he's got a mean streak. So it's exciting coaching him. It's a pleasure to coach him, and we've just got to continue to climb the mountain, so to speak, and we're really excited for his future.
And much like Toledo Wade, Sydney, your opponent tonight, very athletic and speedy.
Yes, I was telling you earlier, they got about three or four kids, that players that can score a touchdown at any given moment. You know, getting the ball in their hands, they've got a slot receiver number six on film. Boy, is he shifty. He can really wiggle in space. And the freshman quarterback, I tell you what, when you told me he was a freshman, he does not play like a freshman. And we face some athletic quarterbacks in our league, and you know, he's certainly no different than some of our junior and senior signal callers up here in Toledo. And he can really play. We have a lot of respect for him. And then the tailback, we've seen Sydney on film use a couple different ball carriers from the backfield, and both of those guys, you know, they stand similar in stature and they play similar as well. They keep their feet moving. They find ways to get vertical, and they're difficult to bring down. So we got a lot of respect for the Sydney ball carriers, and the offensive line is fundamentally sound. And on the defensive side of the football, they are disciplined as well. They're disciplined. They play downhill and they tackle fairly well. So we've got our hands full this week. Sydney's a great team and off to a 3-1 start.
Hey, judging from the scores of the first four games, Toledo Wade and Sydney, should be high scoring, a shootout perhaps.
Yeah, when we get rolling and we control the line of scrimmage, you know, we can hit at any moment and we can spread the field well, but it's just that we got to get rolling. We've got to start getting first downs and playing with great tempo with our no-huddle offense. Once we get going, we've got the defense where we want them. It's just going to be a matter of finding what we see on film, finding our run fits, and attacking them. So that'll be the key to success, and obviously eliminating penalties and controlling the football.
Dan Chipka, head coach of the Toledo Wade Indians, wearing the road white tonight, purple helmets, purple and gold trim. Toledo Wade takes part in the Toledo City School League with the likes of Toledo Stark, Toledo Rogers, Toledo Bauscher, Toledo Scott, Toledo Woodward. And as we've noted a couple of times already, 5-5 a year ago, first City League championship, a shared one by Toledo Wade 1 year ago, first one in half a century. I'd say the first-year head coach made a lot of progress in one season in 2014, Chuck.
Yeah, he did a great job with getting those kids ready to play. And he's right about one thing about Sydney, though. There are playmakers all over the field for the Yellow Jackets. You know, we talked about Andre Gordon at quarterback, and he is a terrific football player. But you got Connor Beer, you got Isaiah Bowers, you got Daryl McNeil, who's outstanding. You got Alec Gordon. They have playmakers every place, and every one of those young men can score from any place on the field when they touch the football.
And that's exactly what head coach Dan Chipka mentioned. A transformed defense for Toledo Wade for this game. Toledo Wade has been playing pretty much with three down linemen all year long. They'll have a four-base look on defense for this game tonight. Coach Chipka not real happy with his club's defensive performance. Sydney will get the ball first to start the game. Toledo Wade will kick off from right to left on your computer screen or the screen on your phone, as you use your imagination. Of course, Andre Gordon, the quarterback for Sydney, Isaiah Bowser, a running back, Daryl McNeil, Alec Gordon, Connor Beer, Damian Duff, mentioned by Chuck seconds ago, your outstanding quartet of wideouts, and an experienced, superb offensive line, Lorenzo Taborn and Devin Santos, the tackles, Jay Clark, Devin Rogers, the guards, Jack Beatty at center, and the kickoff to start the game, a short one, good return underway by Sydney from the 35 to the 40 to the 50. It's Daryl McNeil scooting right between the hash marks to the 48 of Toledo Wade. And right away, Sydney starts first and 10, and the Indians half the field.
I think Coach Dunn just talked about it before the game, and it's true. They need to put it together. They got to not worry. Trotwood can't be in their minds tonight, no matter what the score is. They need to go out here and execute all phases of the game to get ready for next week.
Well said. Ninth grader Andre Gordon at quarterback. He's had two nearly spectacular performances in the last couple of weeks. He goes back to pass, can't find a receiver, and he runs with the football, scampering around right end. He's got a dozen yards inside the 40 to the Wade 36. A dash from the 48 to the 36, first and 10, Sydney. We played 15 seconds, and Sydney has got weight back on its heels at the outset. Four receivers flanked, two each way. Right up the gut, Bowser breaks a tackle at the 34, sprints to the outside, and he springs to the 26, 25-yard line, nudged out at the 24. He got another first down. Two plays, two first downs for Sydney. Beatty over the ball at center. In motion, right to left in the backfield, McNeil, but it's kept by Andre Gordon right up the gut. Then he angles left, and he's met by a linebacker of weight at the 21-yard line.
Grabbed him by the back of the jersey, or he might still be running. Well, he'd probably stop because he'd be in the end zone. But he was going to score without that tackle.
Jamel Blanks came up to latch on to Gordon, second and six. Here's a rollout to the right, way back behind the line of scrimmage. At the sideline now is Gordon. He's got to ad-lib this one. He carves out a few yards, and he's swarmed at the 16-yard line. Antonio Cleveland came up to greet him from his defensive back post. Good pursuit by him to prevent Gordon from getting a first down. Third and two at the weight 16. Quick snap. Sydney playing fast. Inside handoff. Strong running play to the 10. First down yardage and then some for Bowser, who bangs to the 8. First and goal, Yellow Jackets. Sydney quickly to the line of scrimmage. Well, we've talked numerous times with head coach Adam Dungis. He says his Yellow Jackets will play fast. Tonight, no exception. Very speedy. Here's a flat pass behind the line of scrimmage on goal to go from the 8. It's caught by Sydney, but diagnosed beautifully. Tackle of McNeil behind the line at the 12. He could not get the block he needed.
Right.
And shooting through was a quarterback. Kelvin Downer with the tackle. Goal to go from the 12 for Sydney. Deep drop by the quarterback Gordon, who throws behind the receiver on a slant pattern at the goal line. Well, Chuck, if it sounds to our listeners like it's a fast break offense, that's exactly what it is.
We haven't played 2 minutes yet, and they've run 9 plays.
That's amazing. 10 minutes, 10 seconds to go, first quarter. Goal to go, Sydney, at the weight 12-yard line. Two receivers left, two to the right. Ball smack dab, middle of the field. Snap back to Gordon. Jukes left, wants to go around left end. Sheds a tackler, another, stays on his feet. And he slices down inside the 5, lurching to the 2. I think he's got a first down.
I think it was goal.
Oh, you're right. It was goal to go at the 8.
Yep,
yeah, so it's 4th and 2. Thanks for correcting me. 4th and 2, 2-yard line of weight. Sydney to the line of scrimmage in a hurry. Huge play early on. Snap back to Gordon, fakes the inside handoff to Bowser, dumps a pass into the flat, batted down. Excellent defensive play by Toledo Waite. Nice job by Romeo Medina, 5'10 junior linebacker, got a fist up and pummeled that ball to the turf. Sydney ripped off big gains all the way down to the 8, had a goal to go, Chuck. And then the Yellow Jackets were stymied.
Well, I'll tell you, Duff was wide open in the end zone. That was a good defensive play. That's the only reason they didn't score 6 on that.
He was available for certain. Now Toledo Waite takes over. No score. 9:38 left in the first. Indians have the ball at their own 2. The quarterback is Ronnie Sanders, 6'3", 170, a junior. And the bell cow of this offense is Anthony Ashford, 6'1", 210-pound senior. He bulldozes straight ahead for 5 on a first down running effort. Second down 5 for Waite at the Indians 8. Sanders wants to throw, fakes the pass, keeps, bear hugged behind the line, down he goes. He lost a couple. Very good play by Alec Gordon, who came up to make the hit. Sydney head coach Adam Dunn just told us that Andre Gordon, now the full-time QB, will not play on defense, only if absolutely necessary.
That's a good choice.
Mm-hmm. Third down, at least seven to go for a first down. Here's Sanders, fakes the inside handoff, keeps, darts up the middle for Wait. He explodes to the 14, maybe the 15. He's got the first down with a yard or two to spare. Again, Alec Gordon wrapped him up. First down of the game for the Indians, who needed that one. Wait is 10 or 15 yards now further away from the shadow of its own goalpost. Line of scrimmage, the 15. Sanders throws a look in. It's not there. Quick pass out in the flat, way wide of the mark.
He threw it in between both receivers. I'm not sure if it was a receiver mistake or a quarterback mistake.
Dejon Baker and MC Harris were in the vicinity, a couple slot backs for Toledo Wait, which features two huge tackles, Mark Boone, 6'6", 280, and Dakota Stevenson, 6'5", 290. And running right behind Boone goes Ashford, and he pile drives across the 15 to the 17, slam down right there. Boy, Alec Gordon has been extremely active on defense for Sidney. Also in there on the last hit was Javon Perk. Third down, seven to go for the Wait Indians at their own 17-yard line. Trips to the right, short drop by Sanders. Pitches into the flat, up at the 23-yard line, off the mark, incomplete. And it was intended for Kelvin Downer. He couldn't reel it in. And Wait, after generating one first down, must punt. We've played 4 minutes, 4 seconds. Sidney should get good field position after this exchange.
Well, watching them warm up before the game, their kicking game was not very strong in any aspect.
Didn't appear to be. Downer in punt formation at a 6. Takes the snap. Line drive, end over end. Retreating Sidney at the 46. Return underway. It's a good one. One block, a tackle missed. Still on the dead run. It's Daryl McNeil near sideline. Outrunning Wait players inside the 20 all the way to the 10. A marker was dropped back at the 24. In fact, a second one at the 36. No doubt one or both fouls against Sidney on the run back. Boy, is Daryl McNeil exciting.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you kick the ball on a line drive to him that young, you're in trouble. And he's going to make that first guy miss. I don't care. The gunner can come down. You don't have to block him. He's not going to get him.
You can bet head coach Dan Chipka of Toledo Wait will boot the ball away from McNeil the rest of the game. He'll directionally punt that ball to the sideline outside the hash marks and not let McNeil catch it and get up a full head of steam, because he can score on a return in a heartbeat. Major penalty against Sidney. Yellow Jackets still start in Wait's end of the field at the 46. No score. 7:41 left opening quarter. Each team's had the ball once. Sidney threatened with a goal to go inside the 10, but turned it over on downs. Andre Gordon, the freshman quarterback, hands off on the plate to Beer. Beer slants outside left tackle. He's got some wiggle room, and he's got 8 yards, 10 yards, 11, and a first down to the Wait 36.
I think right now they can just run between the tackles at will, but they're trying to run some of their spread now. There's nobody in the backfield.
Five receivers, trips to the near side. Andre Gordon looks that way. He's 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage, dancing around, eluding tacklers, but not the third man. He's sacked. Andre Gordon goes down, 44-yard line. That was an enormous loss on the play, Chuck, of what, a good 15, 16 yards?
I think he lost 9. Second and 19.
Second down and 19 for Sidney, just inside the 45 of Toledo Wait. Long cadence by Gordon. Inside handoff to Beer. One tackler misses him. He slides off, and then Connor Beer is dragged down at the 42. Yeah, the run by Beer two plays ago produced a first down. I had overlooked that. Now it is third and 16 for Sidney at the 42 of Wait. Rolling left is Gordon. Little drop-off pass down to his ankles. Catching is McNeil. Wow. He turns upfield. Oh, look at that move. Oh, he fakes out another man at the 30. 25, caught from behind at the 24. McNeil made it happen. The toss from Gordon was down around the knees of Darrell. He did the rest.
He did a great job of making the catch, and then that move he put down to get the first down was really nice.
Andre sprinting right on first and 10 from the 24. Flags all over the place. He whips one in the air near the pylon off the fingertips of the Yellow Jacket receiver. Let's see what the Yellow Hanky's all about.
Hands to the face.
That's a major 15-yarder coming up against Sydney by the Yellow Jackets, have moved the football in the first 6 minutes of this game, Chuck, but have shot themselves in the foot with ill-timed mistakes and penalties.
That's 30 yards in penalties.
Well, let's see when the dust clears where the ball is marked for play after the step-off. 38-yard line of wait. Sydney snaps it back to Andre Gordon. Here's a jet sweep. Beer right end. Met solidly at the 37. Nothing doing. That's a real good hit on the play by Toledo Waite's Dakota Stevenson. Second down and a bunch. Sydney needs 24 for a first down. First down chain is stretched all the way down to the 14. Snap back to Andre Gordon. Throws left hash. Oh, it's a hook and ladder. It's caught in the flat by McNeil. Pitches to Beer. Beer chuckles. It hangs on. The advance down to the 31. Oh, my goodness, Chuck. That was near disaster.
It was. I'll tell you what, it was also near touchdown. If he would have pitched it to him cleanly, I don't think anybody would have come close to him.
Yeah, Beer would have snatched that in stride, and he might have zipped the distance. Third and 17 coming up, 5:18 left in the first. Timeout to lead a wait here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your glass connection is American Architectural Glass in Clayton.
Here at AAG, we specialize in commercial glass and glazing projects.
Jason Meyer of AAG.
We complete work throughout the state, and currently we are doing work as far north as Findlay, Ohio, down to as far south as the Hocking Hills region, and we're getting ready to undertake a couple projects at Ohio State.
We're here at Deany Community Schools. We recently constructed 5 elementary buildings, and American Architectural Glass installed all of the windows in 2 of these buildings, including the beautiful colored glass panes in our media centers.
AAG's trademark is great customer service.
We pride ourselves on following up with the customer long after the project is complete, and I think that's what stands us apart from many others.
We were extremely pleased. The workmanship was excellent. AAG has helped us create a safe, warm, inviting learning environment for all of our students.
American Architectural Glass, on the web at AAGInc.com.
On third down and 17 yards to go for Sydney from the Toledo 8 32, the Yellow Jackets try a middle screen, Chuck. It's caught, but diagnosing it right on time is Waite's defense.
Yeah, I like the call.
Yes.
But Waite did a nice job of defending it.
Yep. As Sydney didn't block it very well, tackled by Waite at the line of scrimmage, fourth and 18 for Sydney. Sydney goes forward on fourth down twice here in the first quarter and waits into the field. Rolling right, Gordon way back behind the line of scrimmage. And now it's a track meet. He's on the dead run, 25-20. He must get inside the 15. He's close to it. I think he's got the first down at the 12. What a run. 22 or 23-yard dart.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that that young man's pretty quick.
Well, Andre was a good... 10 or 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage when he took off, so he wound up running probably close to 50. Here is the fake by Gordon. Oh, well done by Andre. He put it in Beer's tummy, took it away. He goes outside left tackle, trekking to the end zone for the touchdown. Andre Gordon with a fine sleight of hand maneuver. Super deception in Sydney's offensive backfield. Waite's defense was fooled, no doubt about it. And Andre Gordon took it in for 6. Extra point try coming up, but Dean of Sydney. 4:28 left in the first. Sydney on the scoreboard initially. Offensive and defensive lines are down. Oh, it's a fake. And here's a pass into the end zone. Yes, it's caught. Two-point conversion is good. Damian Duff hauls it in. Pretty wise move, Chuck, by head coach Adam Dungis. He knows that all Toledo Weight does is go for two after every single touchdown. And Sydney's on the board with not seven, but 8 points. 4.5 to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Sydney Yellow Jackets get a touchdown beyond the midway point first quarter. Second trip into the red zone of Toledo Weight. And it provides dividends, not 6 points, not seven, but eight. Beautiful fake on the two-point conversion as Sydney did not convert it with the kick from Dean. And the ball was passed, I think it was 11, Peyton Osborne, who was holding. And he threw the ball to Duff. And it was beautifully executed. Toledo Wade had no idea it was coming. Adam Dungis well prepared for Toledo Wade, which will go for 2 points after. Not a strong kicking game. Indians will attempt to run or pass for 2 points following each touchdown. The Indians have done so all year long, no different tonight. So Adam Dungis scores first and gets the 2 points first before Waite can do it.
Well, they just tried to go for an onside kick, and they kicked it out of bounds at the 45, so that's where Toledo Waite's going to start with the football.
And that's advantageous field position for Waite, Indians' best field placement of the night. Under 4.5 to play first quarter. Sydney leads 8-0. Getting a touchdown and a two-point conversion. 6 foot, 3-inch quarterback Sanders gives to Ashford. He bowls his way right up the middle. And that big offensive line helps Ashford surge into Sydney territory all the way to the 47 or 8 yard line. He got every bit of 7 yards, maybe eight on the play. He was described in the pregame by head coach Dan Chipka of Waite as the mule in this offense.
He's a big kid.
He's a horse. He's tough to bring down. Ashford is 6'1½", 210 senior, goes both ways. Offensive backfield and linebacker. Here's a running play. Waite, left guard. It's loose. It's on the ground. And Sydney's got it. Recovery, Yellow Jackets at their own 46.
Bad exchange on the handoff that time. It was good. They were going to put it in, pull it out, and pitch the ball to the guy in motion.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think they were on the same page.
Nope, it was an attempted pitch eventually to Kelvin Downer, the H-back. Sanders tried to take it away from Ashford, not give it to him as he read the defense, but the ball was fumbled away. Sydney, on the turnover, has possession at its own 46. And here's Andre Gordon going back to pass. First play, long lob, near sideline. Connor Beer, dead run. Got it at the 22. Knocked down at the 20. As Beer beat Dejon Baker near sideline. Baker drifted over from a safety spot, but was tardy getting there. Beer with a nice over-the-shoulder reception. An enormous gain on the play of about 34 yards. Inside handoff to Bowser, stutter steps, breaks the tackle, went down to one hand, good balance, on his feet still, 13, 12, 10-yard line. Appears to be a goal-to-go situation for Sydney.
That is 8 first downs in the first quarter so far for the Yellow Jackets.
3.5 to go in the first. Sydney, a first-down machine in the opening 9 minutes of this game. Trips to the left side. Toledo Waite needs to collect itself. Timeout Indians. 3.5 to go opening quarter. Jackets up 8-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Here's McNeil in motion. Andre Gordon keeps, hesitates behind the line. He's got a big hole opening up, and he shoots right through it all the way to the end zone. It's a touchdown. Tremendous job by the offensive line. Wow, the guards, Clark and Rogers, the center, Beatty, opened up a big cavity. And Andre Gordon didn't need much of an escort. An enormous gap developed, and he zipped right through it immediately. Touchdown, Sydney. And now the Yellow Jackets will go for the one out of Osborne's hold. Dean is on. This to make it a 15-0 game. Booming extra point try by Dean. It is splitting the uprights. Well done. Sydney with two touchdowns, a two-point conversion, and then the PAT kick by Dean to lead 15-0, 3:25 to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
The Yellow Jackets offense has made a statement after turning it over on downs inside the 10 on the first trip into the red zone. Sydney has powered its offense down the field briskly for two scores, an 8 and a 7, and Toledo Wade is back on its heels, trailing 15-0. Kickoff by Dean, a superb kick through the end zone. Wade starts first down, 10 yards to go from its 20.
Well, the first time they had the ball, they drove it all the way down to the 3 and got held on downs because of penalties that pushed them way back.
Little sidebar to the game so far. Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News, just texted us noting 38 penalties now against Sydney last three games. 38.
That's way too many.
Yep, that's something that head coach Adam Dungis needs to shore up for his club before that G-Walk North action starts next Friday night right here against Trotwood. Running play, Ashford, first and 10, Wade from the Indians 20, a plus 2, second down, 8 yards to go. 3 minutes left, first quarter, Sydney leads 15-0. That last touchdown by Sydney was set up thanks to a 34-yard, beautifully floated pass from Gordon to Beer. Andre hit Connor Beer near sideline for 34 big ones. And then eventually Gordon on a mad dash right up the middle for the touchdown. Great blocking by the interior of Sydney's offensive line. 2.5 to go, first quarter. After a 1 yard gain by Ashford, it's 3rd and 7 for Wade. Sanders to throw, and it's a slant thrown to the right hash mark. No good, too low. It was intended far side of the field.
for Harris. He had absolutely no chance. Sanders has been off the mark so far, Chuck.
Well, watching him warm up, he's got a big arm, but his accuracy is not real good.
Played defense last year, converted to the quarterback for the Waite Indians this season. 6'3" youngster, a southpaw, but he's missed receivers early on in this game, and Waite is forced to punt. Kelvin Downer back to boot it, and that's a right idea. It's away from McNeil, directional kick, far side, rather short, though, into the Indians' bench around the 50. And Sidney will start first down, 10 yards to go.
Well, kicking it out of bounds at the 49 probably saved him 20 yards on McNeil return. So.
I'd agree. Hey, don't miss out on the big savings, quality furniture at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sidney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Goffney Furniture with a design center and room planning service for your convenience. Connor Beer off to the races on first down. He's got 10 yards, and he's hauled down by the jersey from behind, or he would have gotten 10 or 15 more. He exploded there for 16 to the Toledo Waite 34. Actually a 15-yard gain from the 49 to the Indians' 34-yard line. 2:10 to go in the first. Quick snap count. Here comes pressure on Gordon. He's 10 yards behind the line. Ducks away from another. Zigzagging all over the place. Eluding tacklers. Sheds another. Look at him go. 25-20. It's a track meet. No one's going to catch him. He's gone
wow.
for the score. Woo! Unbelievable. Andre Gordon.
All you can do is laugh.
He ran about 60 or 70, Chuck, to get 34.
Oh, my goodness. They didn't have it. Nobody put a hand on him.
Wow. He seemed to be corralled two or three times in the offensive backfield, and I mean way back at the 40 or 45. Line of scrimmage was the 34. He did a couple figure eights. He looked like the Sydney Marching Band on that play. Extra point try out of the hole by Osborne. Dean knocks it through. He soars that one between the uprights, out of sight. 22-0 Sydney. Yellow Jackets, three big scores opening quarter. And Waite is reeling at the moment. A minute 54 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled to perfection patties of our own fresh, never frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
22-0, Sydney in the lead, late first quarter, minute 54 to go. As we were saying previously, you'd better check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the Goffney Furniture website for added savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Don't miss out on big savings, high-quality furniture always at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Kickoff by the Yellow Jackets is coming back. A pre-kick penalty will mean Sydney will kick it over again.
Offsides.
Yeah.
Those are just mental mistakes.
Yes. Yellow Jackets, instead of kicking it from the 40, will boot from the 35-yard line.
And Dean has the ability to kick the ball into the end zone, so there's absolutely no reason to be offside on a kickoff.
And this will be interesting. The wind is actually in his face somewhat, blowing from the southeast. He's got a mighty strong leg. His extra points could have been field goals from 35 or 40 yards out.
Well, he kicked one through the end zone. He tried the onside kick, and then the last one he kicked down to the four, so he's got the leg.
Sydney on its first possession didn't score. Turned it over on downs after punching the football down inside the Waite 10. Last three trips down the field, Sydney has registered points. 22-0 is the count, Sydney. Minute 54 left opening quarter. Wow, what a kick by Dean all the way to the 9. Return by Waite from there. Good block. Seam up the near side. And alley by the return man. Look at him go. Scurrying to the outside. 35-40. Jammed out of bounds. It was number 3, Kelvin Downer. Boy, the field, Chuck, been 5 yards wider. He's gone for 6.
Yeah, he got the corner turn that time.
40-yard line is where Toledo Waite starts 1st and 10. And it is pretty important right now for the Indians to push this football down the field, take time off the clock, and put points on the board, their first of the night. Trips to the right for Sanders. And the 6'3" quarterback with a hard count, but a lineman of his own moves. Good discipline shown by Sydney. 5-yard penalty against Waite. And Toledo Waite so far, Chuck, has shown that long yardage situations not to the Indians' liking. 1st and 15, Waite at the 35. Short drop by Sanders. Here's a pass behind the line of scrimmage. It's behind the quarterback. It's a loose ball. It's like a lateral. It's on the ground, or at least I thought it was. So did Dave Ross next door to us. But the official, yes, it is ruled a lateral pass behind the quarterback. It was recovered, though, by Waite at the 30. So it winds up being a negative 5 more. 2nd and 20, Ashford, right tackle for 3, and that's it. Well, Waite's passing game has had difficulty. That's putting it mildly so far.
Yeah, they don't run the ball incredibly well, and they pass it even worse.
3rd and 17 for Toledo Waite. Trips to the near side. Press coverage this side of the field. Sanders in the offensive backfield doesn't have much time. Sydney harasses him. Sanders is flushed up the middle. He's nailed at the 36. He got 2 or 3, that's it. And Waite's got to punt. 1 minute to go first quarter. It has been all Sydney so far. Downer in punt formation back at his own 25. And he better kick it to the near side of the field. The field side, well away from McNeil. High snap. Oh, Downer does barely get it away. He goes straight up in the air in an elevator shaft. Lands at the line of scrimmage. Takes a favorable Waite bounce of about 13 yards to the 48. And Sydney starts 1st and 10.
I think they're going to have a roughing the kicker.
I think so, Chuck. Now, the Waite punter wasn't the normal distance behind the line of scrimmage when he received the snap. He was up a little more shallow, and Sydney was in his face in a jiffy. He kicked it straight up in the air. There was contact. Let's see what results.
It's going to be a first down.
As we've heard from Kevin Forer, supervisor of GWAC officials, in the interviews we have shared with you at halftime so far this season, when it comes to roughing the passer, roughing the kicker, the officials, if they are to err, they go 15 yards in the penalty as opposed to 5. Here's Sanders, keeping right end, sliding to the outside, busts the tackle, breaks another, 45-42 of Sydney. He robbed for 8. The officials are told if they're not sure, they've got to be convinced it was just a 5-yard, very inadvertent roughing the kicker, and apparently that call was clear-cut 15.
Well, my only question on that was the ball touched? Because it sure came off his foot funny if it wasn't touched by a defender.
That's a good point. 2nd and 2, Waite at the 42 of Sydney, 26 seconds to go first quarter. Fake to Ashford, Sanders keeps. He reads the defense, dives ahead to the 40, he's got the first down. That might be the last play of the opening quarter. 1st and 10, Waite at the Sydney 40. 22-0 Yellow Jackets, who've had an 8-pointer and 2 7s so far in the first period. Faking the kick after the first touchdown. Osborne passing to Duff for the 2-point try. Oh, counter action, offensive backfield, Waite. Good running play underway. And bursting inside the 30, the 29,
goes Downer. He's got 11. First and 10 Indians. Final few ticks coming off the clock. First quarter drawing to a close. Wait to the line of scrimmage. Let's see if the snap occurs. Player coming onto the field, and the first quarter finishes. Sydney 22, Toledo Wait nothing after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Well, they talked before the game about maybe getting to 600 yards in offense in this game. In the first quarter, they were over 200 yards, so they're well on their way.
Might get to six by the end of the third. Who knows? Adam Dungis and his offensive coaching staff have a high-powered offensive unit this season, to be sure. And it has exploded tonight, bursting at the seams, 22 points in 12 minutes to lead Wait 22-0. Now, Wait runs on the first play of the second quarter for four from the Sydney 29 down to the 25. Very crucial that if Wait is to make a game of this tonight, the Indians need to punch it in on this possession. Here's a pitch out sweep left end. It is Downer trying to get the corner turned. Sydney stretches it out. He attempts to cut it back. Nothing doing. He is walloped at the 28, and there are flags all over the field, one early in the run,
yep,
and then one at the side of the tackle.
Well, we got a hold back here. I'm not sure what the side of the tackle was. Hopefully not a offsetting face mask.
It was a second down and six play from the Sydney 25. And the officials' conference in the area of the 27-yard line.
Okay, it's a dead ball personal foul, so it's going to be 10 yards back and then 15 yards up. They're not offsetting.
I'm glad you understand all that.
I'm just making it up.
Well, it shows you what I've learned after that 10-minute interview with Kevin Fore, supervisor of GWAC officials, that we've been airing at halftime.
I'm not sure the officials know yet, but I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen.
And they are still conferencing at about the 27-yard line. Here come the mechanics from the referee.
No, wait, now they're saying dead ball personal foul on Wait. So I'm not sure, but he said holding the first time, so I'm not sure what we're looking at. Maybe he just got it wrong.
Penalty has stepped off from the 25-yard line.
Oh, he's going back 300 yards.
Oh, well, it's not stepped off from the 25-yard line.
Well, they had the 10-yard hold.
Yes.
Then they had the 15-yard personal foul, which he pointed the wrong way. Both penalties were on Wait. So you got the 10 yards, and then the dead ball's another 15. I think the only thing I'm not totally concerned, I think that it was, if it was a dead ball personal foul, that was the only thing, the down would have stayed, would have gone into third down, but because they took the hold and it's still second down and about three-quarters of a football field.
Well, we heard the Wait coaches up here in the press box say, hey, what's going on? That's a 25-yard penalty.
That's exactly what it was.
Yes, indeed. And it is second down all over again. 33 yards to go for Toledo Wait at the Indians 47. Sydney in the home black tonight. Black headgear, black jerseys, black pants.
And now we're going the other way.
And the gold and white trim.
Toledo White in the road white. Purple headgear, purple and gold trim down the sides of the trousers. Well, after 25 yards were stepped off against White, what?
They just put 10 back. I'm not sure why, but I guess they won the coin toss and they got some of the yards back.
Finally, the line of scrimmage is determined to be the 43 of Sydney. Second down and 20-plus to go for White. Sanders, the quarterback. A little shifty move in the offensive backfield. Dances across the line of scrimmage. Skips to the 40. And he's caught at about the 37-yard line. And that was a third down play, I think, because the marker across the way now shows fourth. Yes, scoreboard may have been an error. Fourth down, 18 to go for White. We lost a down among those penalty calls.
I don't feel bad because I don't think they know what they called either.
McNeil back at the five to get the punt from Downer, and it's very short. He tried to cough and corner it down inside the 10-yard line, and he towed it out of bounds near the 20. And the White coaching staff is not pleased at all with the spot by the referee. I think the White coaches up here looking down at the field thought the boot by Downer went out of bounds around the 15 or so. But the ball is marked at the Sydney 20. Yellow Jackets have it first and 10. White with penetration into Sydney's end. But the Indians made mistakes, penalties. Sydney's defense stiffened. Yellow Jackets take over. Handoff up the middle. Bowser, no room there. He tries to pop it wide. Stood up at the boundary right in front of the White bench at the 22. 2 minutes gone, second quarter, 22-0 Sydney.
I think their coaches were right because the only time you go find the angle if it goes out of bounds in the air, that rolled out of bounds. It should have been right where everyone out of bounds.
Mm-hmm. Here's a throw by Andre Gordon in the offensive backfield for Sydney. It's pitched to the near sideline to McNeil. He's not led very well. In fact, he has to go to one knee to catch at about the line of scrimmage. No gain. Maybe he did pick up a couple.
Yeah, I think he picked up three on that.
Third and six for Sydney at the 25. Bowser tries to sweep right in. He goes way back behind the line. Good defense by White. They spin him down at the 21 or 22. Boy, you talk about linebackers flooding into Sydney's offensive backfield. That's exactly what White did on that play. Another marker down. Boy, this game has seen a bunch of yellow markers go to the turf.
So Sydney had two people in motion at the same time. They're going to decline that. It's going to be fourth down.
And again, we'll simply reiterate the fact that Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News, shared with us a stat earlier late in that first quarter after a couple or three Sydney penalties that the Yellow Jackets had amassed 33, I think it was, Chuck, or was it
38?
38 over a three-game stretch. And a marker there means it's fourth down and eight to go for a first down. High end-over-end kick with the wind. Oh, it's well done. Fine boot. Hits at the Toledo White 45. Takes a big hop or two to the 35. Out of bounds. Indians start first and 10. Boy, Devin Santos really got the strong leg into that one. Sydney moving with the wind at its back here in the second quarter. Yellow Jackets got three touchdowns in the opening period against the breeze. White with the football at the 35 of the Indians. 9:24 left in the second quarter. 22-0 in favor of Sydney. Here is Ashford right up the middle. Barges for one, and he meets that stone wall of Sydney. The resistance provided by Javon Perk, Devin Santos, and Devin Rogers, the heart of that Sydney defense. Head coach Adam Dungis says that triumvirate has played exceedingly well so far this season. Second and nine, Sanders rolling right for White. Comes up to the line of scrimmage. He's going to have to run it now. He takes off. He's beyond the linebackers. hit at the 44, stays on his feet, pushes to the 45. He's got 9 exactly in a first down. Nice spontaneous run by Sanders, the quarterback for the Indians. Wait at the 45 with 8:40 left to go in the first half. 22-0 Sydney. Indians flash 3 receivers to the near side. In the spread, the quarterback Sanders keeps. Barrels right up the middle, and he's stood up at the 48. Shove back. Good hit by Sydney. Not much running room. A +2 on the play. Second down and 8 for the Indians. Right between the Toledo 8, 47 and 48. It was Perk in there on the last stop. We'll give him credit. Here's a flat pass. Parallel to the line of scrimmage. Caught back at the 44-yard line. Run after catch for a few yards into Sydney territory at the 49. It was caught on the play, but Downer. Good pursuit out in the flat by Sydney. Nicely done by Dylan King. Boy, he raced to the receiver right now, Chuck, and he prevented the young man who caught the ball for Waite from getting a first down. 3rd and 4 for the Indians. Sanders tries to hook up with a receiver 4 yards downfield. It's well off the mark. Sanders was drilled as he let go of the football. He was trying to find a slot back, MC Harris, and the ball whistled right past his shoulder pads.
Well, I think you need to be safe here if you're Sydney. You need to be thinking fake here.
4th down and about 3.5 to go for a first down for Waite at the Sydney 48. Punt formation. Downer at the 41. Oh, you called it. You called it, Chuck, and it's beautifully done by Downer. He fakes the punt. He runs to daylight around left end. No one home for Sydney. Look at him go. He's at the 35, the 30, the 25. Runs out of real estate at the 24. Chuck McBee needed to be on the phone down to the Sydney bench before that snap.
Boy, I mean, what do they have to lose? You had to be thinking fake right there.
Kelvin Downer, a 5'11 wide receiver, defensive back, who does the punting, also runs extremely well, and he displayed good speed running from punt formation, big gain. From the 24, Sanders throws, rolling right. It is caught out in the flat, and an immediate hit on Anthony Huff, a junior 6-foot wideout for the Indians. He was spilled after a 5-yard gain to the 19. Second down, about 4.5 to go for a first down. 7 minutes remaining, second quarter. Rolling left is Sanders, has protection. Arches one toward the end zone, has a receiver, but he throws it off the field of play. No good. Oh, Sydney was beaten in the secondary on that one. And it was Vincent Smith running to daylight, far corner of the end zone, ball clearly overthrown with plenty. Waite cannot cash in. 3rd and 3.5 to go from about the 19.5 of Sydney. Sanders rolling left, has a wall of protection in front. Dumps it off to a receiver down inside the 13-yard line. He missed him. No good. He was available. Wow.
He also could have probably ran for 10 yards.
I think he might have been able to have gotten a first down anyway.
That needs to be an adjustment Sydney makes, because when he's rolling, they are going after the receivers, and he's got wide open running on the outside.
Jamel Blanks, a big target, 6'3 junior, could not stretch far enough to get it. 4th and 3.5. Sanders back to pass at his 25. Here comes pressure. Look out. He's sacked. Sydney takes over at the 28-yard line. Dynamite play by the Sydney Yellow Jackets, and kudos to that young man coming off the field. Well done. That was Danny Dean, I think, the kicker, 22.
Yep.
Fine pursuit by Dean. As he came slashing through defensively, he was all over the quarterback Sanders, wouldn't let him out of his sight.
He's one of the spotlight seniors in the
program tonight, and he's had a super game. Big kickoffs, extra points. Fine tackle and fourth down there for a loss. Here's a delayed handoff, first and 10, Sydney at the Yellow Jackets 27 as Gordon deals to Bowser, and he finds a little crease, and he whips right through it to the 35-37. Oops, there's a marker. Got another hold. 6:36 to go, first half, 22-0 Sydney.
I'll tell you, Jack, we talked about playing a mistake-free game, and they're not doing it.
And you can bet that Adam Dungis' definition of a complete game is one that has far fewer mistakes in terms of penalties than Sydney has shown tonight. Here's a sprint draw, outside right tackle on first and 15 for Sydney. The penalty actually was a net of minus 4 or 5. Sydney gets that back plus a yard or two.
Yeah, so it was a spot hold, so they took it from the end of the run, so right. It made it 12.
Yep. Second down, 8, Sydney. Here is Andre Gordon sprinting left. He's got plenty of time. Loops a little pass downfield. It is caught. Nice play. Duff in open space at the 36. Turns, and he races to the 40. He's got the first down. He picked up 10 or 11. Gordon displaying fine vision, and his receivers simply do not give up on him. They stay alive in the secondary, running to open areas. Here's Gordon, inside handoff. Oh, good explosion. Fine burst to the 50. It's Beer into weight territory. Rolled down at the 45. That play goes for 15 more. 5:50 left in the second quarter. 22-0 Sydney. Yellow Jackets getting the train rolling again. Deep drop by Gordon. Way back at his own 43. Steps up. He's being harassed. Down he goes. He did manage to step forward to the line of scrimmage. Very good play by Toledo Wade. Jesus Benavides, who goes both ways, defensive tackle, offensive guard. He chased down Gordon, second and 10. Benavides, a 6'1", 275-pound lineman. Draw play Sydney, and it's a productive effort. Running inside the 40 to the 38 is Beer. He's met around the waist and decked, but it goes for 8. Third and about 2.5 for Sydney with 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Sydney up 22-0. Gordon in the offensive backfield. Fakes to Beer. Oh, Gordon's got an alley. Look at him go. He tears into the secondary. And he splits right by everyone on Wade's team. He leaves them standing.
Wow.
Touchdown, Andre Gordon, in a heartbeat.
I'm not sure I've ever seen anybody any faster than him in a high school football game.
He was running so fast, Chuck, pulling away from the Wade player so quickly, it almost looked like the Wade players were going the other direction.
Well, the kid had an angle on him at the 20, and he didn't even have to juke him. He just outran him. I watched Brandon Sane play for Piqua, who was as fast as anybody I've ever watched. This kid's as fast.
Andre Gordon smokes Wade on that play. And how many yards did it cover, Chuck?
38.
38 full. Close to 40, just shy. Extra point try by Dean. And he hits that one way up into the stratosphere. Plenty long. Wow, what an extra point by Dean. That would have been good from 40. 29-0 Sydney. 4:45 left in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewire that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Might be time to send his name to the Ohio State scouts and start looking at him as a freshman. A blistering night by Andre Gordon. He has four touchdowns, 12, 10, 34, and 38.
Boy, he has left Wait Indians players in their tracks all night long, and we have not finished two periods yet. Three big TDs for Andre. Kickoff by Dean, excellent. In the corner to the one. Wait returns to the 16, and that's it. You talk about a weapon, Chuck. That kickoff was beautifully placed. Great length, fine hang time. And the Wait deep back caught it at the one, and the best he could do was to nudge it across the 15. Outstanding coverage by Sydney. First and 10 Indians, down by 29-0 count. That is a point short of the second half continuous clock rule. At 30 in the second half, we would have a continuously running clock.
Well, we were told that actually basketball might be his best sport, so I'm looking forward to watching Andre play a little basketball in the winter.
Going coast to coast, baseline to baseline maybe. Here is a running play by Wait, stuffed at the 16. Wow. Well, we've said the name of Javon Burke a few times tonight. He led the wave of black shirts on that hit. Sanders was flattened. The Indians quarterback, no gain. Second down, 10 to go. We're near the four-minute mark. First half. Two receivers to the right. Hand off Ashford, left tackle. Oh, and he shoved in reverse. Forward progress netted two, maybe. To the mule of a running back for the Wait Indians has been a marked man by Sydney's defense this evening. 3:45 and counting. Late second quarter, 29-0 Sydney. Third and 10 for Wait. Sanders rolling, left side. Here's a left-handed throw. It is popped up into the air by Sydney. Tipped out of bounds at the 34. Yellow Jackets almost with an intercept.
It was Damian Clausen.
I tell you what, Chuck, the quarterback for Toledo Wait has had very few throws on the mark. There was a marker, I believe.
It's a hold. They're going to decline it. It's going to be fourth and 10.
If Sydney says no to the penalty, and the play stands, incompletion, fourth and 10 for Wait. Indians to punt from their own 18. Downer back at his 6. Play clock winding down. Sydney's got a return on. Here's a short kick for McNeil. He's going to catch it. Coming up to the 42. Oh, he makes a man miss. Makes another miss. Sheds a tackler. Busts out of a hole at the 35. Look at him go. 30, 25, 20. He is flushed out of bounds at the 18-yard line. McNeil almost took it to the house.
Well, like I said earlier, he is the first guy down the field is not going to get him. He makes the first guy miss every time. He was 2 yards away from him, and he was around him before he even broke down and tried to make the tackle.
Again, you're better off kicking at 30, 33 yards out of bounds away from him directionally. Can't let him get his hands on it. He is far too dangerous. Line of scrimmage is the 18 officially of Wait. Sydney with possession. Bowser in the offensive backfield. He's being tracked by a couple tacklers. He shakes away from them, comes to the near side, tries to skirt the corner, out of bounds at the 11. Got about 6. Good run by Bowser.
Did a great job of switching the ball into his left hand because he knew that was the side he was going to get hit from the right side.
You're right. Good observation. Fine technique displayed by Isaiah. 3:12 to go in the second quarter.
Flag.
29-0 Sydney. And we can't have a play without a penalty.
Do the officials know they're not getting paid per flag, that they actually just get paid for the whole game?
Is this NFL Friday? The National Football League threw, the most flags last Sunday? It has in, 10 or 15 years?
Here's Gordon back to pass, throwing cross field all the way to the near hash from the far hash, and it is caught at the 6-yard line and run in for a touchdown. Wow. On the receiving end was Damian Duff. The whole offense flowed to the right, so did Waite's defense, and Gordon, who has an extremely strong arm, Chuck, showed it there as he heaved it cross field. The play only goes for actually, what, about?
It went 28 yards.
28, but yep. He must have thrown it 30 or 35 across field, well short of the end zone. Here's the extra point try by Dean, up and away, and is in there. He's got it. Gordon rolling right, threw back to the left, arched a beautiful pitch, and it was hauled in by Duff, and he did the rest. And Sydney now has a commanding 36-0 lead, 3 minutes left in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Boy, the strength of Andre Gordon's arm was shown off on that pass play. We know he's got quick feet. We know he can pitch it. But for the strength of that arm, we really haven't detected. It's on display tonight. Another great kickoff by Dean as he coffin corners a high, lofty boot down inside the 10. And this time, the coverage team for Sydney smothers the return man for Waite at the 6.
Well, Huff fumbled the ball. The guy had picked it up, and Sydney was on top of him there. They're just playing all aspects. If they would cut out the penalties.
Yep. 36-0 Yellow Jackets. And if the score remains a 36-point deficit, we'll start the second half with a continuously running clock. 2:56 to go here in the second quarter. Waite starts 1st and 10 from its own 7.
I think if you're up 40 at halftime, the band doesn't get to play. They just go back out and play the second half.
I don't think I heard Kevin 4. Don't think Kevin.
I'm just throwing some rules out there.
I don't believe that's in the G-Walk Supervisor of Officials rules discussion the last few weeks. Don't believe I heard that. But
yeah.
Might be.
I'm going to email that in on Monday.
Could be an amendment. Long pass by Waite up the near side of the field, broken up by Sydney at the 35.
Yeah, almost picked off.
Nearly intercepted. Boy, Waite wants to get out of this half without giving up more points. 22 by Sydney in the first quarter, 14 more in the second. Trips to the left for Sanders, the quarterback for the Indians. He's 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Here's a handoff outside left tackle, good for a couple. Looked like a direct snap, Chuck, to a new signal caller for Waite.
They had Darren Nichols out there, who is a sophomore quarterback, and I think he's playing that spot right now.
Uh-huh. 15 is in there. Darren Nichols, 5'10", 170-pound 10th grader, is helping run the show for the Indians at the moment. 2:20 to go in the second quarter, 36-0 Sydney. And a timeout is called on the field. 3rd and 7 facing the Indians. Yellow Jackets lead at 36-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown.
It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
Thanks to Ken Barhorst for a couple of scores. Late first quarter, Coldwater 6, Anna nothing. Layman Catholic on the road at Lima Perry, leading 14-7. That game is late in the second. Toledo 8 with a possession down here, 3rd and 7 at the Indians' own 10. Stacked receivers to the right for the quarterback, Nichols. Subbing in for Sanders. Nichols back at his 5. Oh, he's belted as he throws. It goes in the air, wobbly to the 25. Picked off by Sidney. Intercepted by the Yellow Jackets. I believe it's Xavier Wise who's got it near sideline. Unmolested. He streaks to the end zone for the touchdown. And the Yellow Jackets bolt to a 42-0 cushion. And Nichols, who is flattened, may be the young man shaken up.
He got drilled. He took it right in the ribs.
Oh, he was plastered. And he's on his back inside the 5-yard line. Just as he uncorked that forward pass, he was met solidly in the Waite offensive backfield. He was pasted. And the ball wobbled through the air. Wise jumped in front of the receiver at about the 33, 34-yard line?
Yeah, I gave him 32 yards on the interception.
32, good count. And Xavier Wise tracked down the near sideline behind a convoy of blockers from Sidney's defense. And he zoomed into the end zone to make it a 42-0 count.
This has turned into a huge crowd tonight, Jack. You look around the stadium, I haven't paid any attention for a while. They're lined up around the fence on the outside.
It's elementary school night here at Sidney, and we've got Tiffany Wildermuth, communications coordinator for Sidney Schools, on at the half to tell us all about this highly successful promotional event.
Well, that's cool, and it's good to see Sidney football starting to come back to where they were back in the day of the 30. They're not to the 30-0 group yet, but this is a fun group to watch.
Yeah, we spoke to Tiffany earlier in the week, and she will note during her halftime break that as a result of a joint effort with the elementary school principals, head football coach Adam Dungis, and PTO members at each of the 4 elementaries in the Sidney School District, the elementary students had the opportunity to purchase tickets at a discounted rate of $2, which also got them a free T-shirt. Parents could order tickets for $2, and more than 500 students pre-ordered tickets, and in total, including parents who also ordered, about 1,200 additional people were expected to come through the gate for tonight's game. And we think it's Nichols, the quarterback, who's come in off the bench to sub for Sanders, the number one signal caller for Waite, who was banged up on that play. He is going off the field under his own power. His ribs.
Looks like they're holding. He's really holding that right arm.
Yep. Yeah, right shoulder area, right chest area. He was popped. Xavier Wise took it in from 32 yards out. Good interception and a nifty run down the near sideline. Here's Dean on for the PAT to make it 43-0. And one more superb try by him. It's converted. As he blasted that one long and high right down the middle. 2:13 left to go here in the first half. Sidney on top by a 43-0 count, and we'll keep it right here for this break. Some of you out there have heard of Brookins, I'm sure, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S in Fort Loramie. For those of you who have not, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. Well, Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on its walls, right beside pics of the current Redskin teams. Nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You can sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Sparhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is available too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Kickoff by Dean was still over 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Another great kick. And it's muffed by Toledo Waite in the corner of the field at the four, fallen on at the seven. Boy, Dean has had a string of tremendous kickoffs in this game tonight. He might be in the running, Chuck, for the Clancy special.
Well, I was getting ready to say, I don't think I've ever given it to a kicker. And with the night that Andre Gordon's having, it might be tough to give it to a kicker. But right. We can always split it.
Yeah. And the Indians start first and 10 from their own 8-yard line. And if the continuous clock rule was in effect before halftime, it would be now, because the spread is more than 30. In fact, it is 43-0 Sydney. But we'll have to wait to the second half.
Well, Troutwood's moved out to a 21-10 lead on Lebanon now.
And Versailles leads Minster 10-6 at the half. That is a big game. Versailles is in the top eight in this region of Division 5. Minster wants to avoid losing three in a row in the MAC.
Yeah. Boy, when we saw them that first week, we crowned them state champs again. They're struggling.
Second down, 8 yards to go for Toledo Waite from the Indians 10 after a 2-yard run by Ashford right up the middle behind his center. And we've got Sanders back on the field for the Indians, I think.
Yeah.
He started the game at quarterback. He's back out there now after the sub for him, Nichols, was shaken up on the Indians' last series. Here is the quarterback Sanders keeping, rolling to the left behind his guard. He steps to the 11-12-yard line, and that's it. Down near a minute to go in the first half. Chuck, we'll chat for a few minutes at the half about the computer rankings through 4 weeks. Also, a look at the GWAC North, which would seem to be up for grabs and about as even as it's ever been in quite some time.
Yeah, I saw Greenville was trailing in the first quarter. I can't remember who they're playing, Fairmont.
Is that who it was, Greenville and Fairmont?
Yep.
Here is Ashford bulldozing between right guard and tackle, upended at the 15-yard line. Small advance. It's going to be fourth down and at least two to go for Waite, with 26 seconds to go in the first half, and Sydney in the lead 43-0.
They can run the clock out.
Chuck, I think I might have misread that score. I said Versailles 10, Minster 6. Scoreboard might have been 6-0.
That's what I just saw, was 6-0.
Yeah, Minster. And Waite is not in punt formation. That's because the Indians can come to the line of scrimmage and let the clock expire. That's it. We've played a half here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field on elementary school night here at Sydney. A great promotion. A fine crowd has turned out. And the spectators have witnessed a high-powered offensive show from Sydney once again. Yellow Jackets 43, Toledo Waite nothing here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Market sites in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCalle supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCalle Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Halftime at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, a great first two quarters for the Yellow Jackets, who lead Toledo Waite by a count of 43-0 at the intermission break. And a sea of gold, yellow jerseys have filled the playing surface here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. Many, many youngsters, a few hundred at least, elementary and middle school students. It is youth night here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. Great crowd on hand for this game as Sydney is belting Toledo Waite. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaches out to assist small businesses. Adam provides high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, virus spyware service upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, including phones and handhelds, such as iPods and iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, offering high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. That's 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Again, in just a few minutes, we'll hear from Tiffany Wildermuth, Communications Coordinator for Sydney City Schools. She will highlight, among other things, elementary night here at Sydney Memorial Stadium this evening. As I noted, a sea of yellow gold jerseys filling this half of the field. Chuck, what's your estimated count? 400?
Oh, maybe? There's got to be 300-400 kids out there. It's neat to see the bands on the other side. It's just, this is quite an atmosphere.
And many of the youngsters down there will no doubt be wearing cheerleading outfits or shoulder pads when they get to Sydney High School several years down the road.
You can see the ones that are going to be football players. They've left the crowd and they're playing football in the end zone. So.
Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine, our halftime sponsor. Sydney leads at 43-0. Chuck, Redskins have amassed big, or Redskins, Yellow Jackets have amassed big numbers over the first two quarters.
They have. I mean, they did it. Every aspect. You take away the penalties, and they've probably got 60. But if you take a look at this, they are passing in the first half. They were 9 of 11 throwing the ball for 123 yards. They ran the ball 24 times for 232 yards, 355 total yards in the first half. 11 first downs, did not turn the ball over. Toledo Waite ran it 27 times for 93 yards, only 2 of 11 throwing the ball for 8 yards, 101 total yards, 3 first downs, 2 turnovers. It has been all Yellow Jackets in the first half.
Toledo Waite simply unable to get untracked. One penetration pretty deep into the Yellow Jackets' red zone, but Sydney's defense stood tall. Waite made some offensive errors, and never punched the ball across the 50 again, I don't believe, after that one drive into Sydney's end of the field in that first quarter. Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News, has informed us that that pick by Xavier Wise was his fourth. This one went for a touchdown tonight, that interception. He leads the GWAC in the interception department. He's got four now on the year. A few other stats, Chuck?
Well, the one thing I wanted to find on here, because Sydney's one of the few places that gives us stats. I love this place. Six penalties for 65 yards for Sydney. Seemed like it was more than that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that's one punt, 40 yards. They've just done an outstanding job. Every phase of the game, except 12 or six penalties is too many in a half.
Marvelous kickoffs, but Danny Dean,
I'm impressed.
He has been nearly spectacular. He has boomed the kickoffs down inside the 5-yard line, and he's pinned the return men for weight not only inside the five, but in the corner of the field.
Yeah, the kicking off exactly like Ohio State likes to kick off. They like to go to that corner and force all of the return to be that side. I guess that's not a bad team to emulate.
Every phase of the game, exceptionally good tonight for Sydney, except that penalty department, six of them, as Chuck noted. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney. Yellow Jackets 43, Toledo Weight nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Tracy Francis of Sydney with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter, Audrey Francis, has dealt with a ton of injuries while playing for the Fairlawn Lady Jets. She's had an ankle, a knee, and a quad injury. We thought she might miss several games or even a big chunk of the season.
But not a chance, because Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine provided outstanding treatment for Audrey's persistent quadriceps strain.
The quad injury kept recurring, but with treatment and special exercise program prepared by Wilson Sports Medicine trainer Melissa Noble, Audrey has pretty much licked the quad injury. It's darn near normal now.
A badly sprained ankle didn't keep Audrey off the court long either.
And that ankle injury was nasty. Audrey had to be helped off the floor. But with Melissa's fantastic care on the sideline, Audrey returned to the game one quarter later and helped her team to that big victory. All thanks to Wilson Sports Medicine.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Sydney High School marching band under the direction of Chris Adams performing out on the field at the moment. Well, Chris has really grown the band membership. A dozen, 15 members, 9, 10 years ago, well over 100 strong now. So many thanks to Chris Adams and the response from Sydney students. The marching band at Sydney High School is now superb. About 15 minutes away from the start of the second half of this game, Sydney in the lead 43-0 over Toledo Weight. Hey, don't miss out on the great quality and big savings on furniture at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Added savings for you at the GoffneyFurniture.com website. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture. Check out fine furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more, all at Goffney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47, west of I-75. As mentioned previously, we had the opportunity to chat with Tiffany Wildermuth, communications coordinator for Sydney City Schools, earlier in the week, and she talked about this big promotional evening tonight here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, as Sydney City Schools cater to the youngsters.
Yeah, it's elementary night. Sydney Athletic Director Mitch Hoying has been working hard with coaches to grow our youth sports programming, but he's also been working to rally school spirit within the community, and that's what elementary night is all about. In a joint effort with the elementary school principals, Coach Dunges, and the PTO members at each of the four elementary schools, students had the opportunity to purchase tickets at a discounted rate of $2, which also got them a free T-shirt. And then their parents were also able to order tickets at the same price. So more than 500 students have pre-ordered tickets, and in total, including parents, there are about 1,200 additional people that were expected to come through the gate tonight. So it's really exciting to have all of these people here. Sydney Athletics are on the rise, and we're really trying to get people to come out to the various athletic events and show their support of Sydney City Schools. At the end of the night, the hope is that many of the families who came out tonight will come to more events in the future. And if nothing else, we're glad to have them here tonight and have been able to provide an evening of cheap entertainment and family fun. And one of the benefits, too, is now we have over 500 students with at least one piece of official black and yellow Sydney Spirit wear. So go Jackets.
It's all about marketing. Hey, tell us about the joint football-basketball camp held this summer. Football coach Adam Dungis, basketball coach Andy Slaughter organized it, coordinated it, highly successful.
Yeah, we're really grateful to have both Coach Dungis and Coach Slaughter at the helm of the football and basketball programs, and both of them have been really supportive in working with the elementary students and really working to, again, build the athletic programs. So tonight is really an extension of that outreach and trying to engage those youth more often and throughout the school year. Just want to give a big thank you to the elementary principals for really pushing elementary night and reminding the students to get their orders in. More thank yous go out to the Sydney High School band, the cheerleaders, and the football team representatives who have made their rounds to the schools this week. They've been visiting the schools and doing everything from playing with the kids during recess to speaking to the students about the importance of being academically engaged and keeping up with grades. And then other times they're just simply dancing and clapping and singing along with the band as they play the fight song. So it's been really fun to see them engage with the younger generation. And then I guess, of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't express our appreciation, on behalf of Athletic Director Mitch Hoying and myself and the rest of the district, express our appreciation of the various elementary PTO groups who, behind the scenes, did a number of things to help promote this event and make sure that these kids know that they can come to the game and enjoy an evening of fun with their families. So we're just really grateful for the PTO parents that we have and those that are volunteering their time to really help, keep the school communities kicking.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to the elementary students involved in tonight's program here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, so are the middle school students. And also tell us about the role of the band, which continues to grow and grow and grow at Sydney High School.
Yeah, so tonight is a really big night. We are also recognizing Sydney Middle School students, including the 7th and 8th grade football players, as well as the cheerleaders. The 7th and 8th graders were acknowledged between the 1st and 2nd periods, and then the 8th graders will be acknowledged between the 3rd and 4th periods. In addition, we have the 8th grade band members here tonight, and they had their debut at Sydney Memorial Stadium as they marched onto the field with the Pride of Sydney Marching Band to perform the pregame show. So this is something that many of them look forward to from the start of their band career in sixth grade, and it's nice that they can get out on the field and experience what it would be like to be one of the high school band players. So we're incredibly proud of our band program. Director Chris Adams and Assistant Director Todd Bridges have put in a tremendous amount of effort to make Sydney's marching band program so strong. And in fact, the Pride of Sydney Marching Band is making a trek to Orlando, Florida this spring to perform at Disney World.
Woo!
Yeah. The band has been working tirelessly, perfecting their notes and their steps. They have to submit audio and video recordings. And ultimately, these recordings determine where and when they'll perform at Disney. So at the low end, they could be performing at Epcot in the afternoon, which is great. But at the high end, they have the chance to perform in the Electric Light Parade at night, mm-hmm. which is really extraordinary. Mm-hmm. So between now and then, every performance counts. And the one that Director Chris Adams thinks will really have an impact on the people at Disney is their upcoming performance at the Ohio State University's SHU at the Buckeye Invitational Band Contest. So Sydney band members will be performing at the Buckeye Invitational Band Contest on October 3rd at 11:45 in the festival class. They perform on at the stadium at Ohio State University, and it's something that not everybody has a chance to do. It's a selected process. You have to apply to get in. 38 bands from across the state will be performing that day, as well as Sydney. And it's just really an incredible opportunity for our young musicians, and we're really excited about it.
Kudos to the Sydney High School Band and director Chris Adams. He's helped expand participation in the band from 10 or 15 members several years ago to well over 100 now. A start of a new school year at Sydney High School, and that means academia is right around the corner. It picks up in the month of October.
Yeah, moving beyond sports and band, we're really excited about a number of great things, and one of those includes academia and the Quiz Bowl season. In Shelby County, Sydney has been the running champions for 7 years, and last year we were the state runners-up and also in the top 50 Quiz Bowl teams in the nation. So it's really exciting. They have kind of a couple of new team members that are moving up in the ranks, and have a lot of big goals for this year, so we look to see and hear exciting things from them. Additionally, beyond some of our clubs and sports, we have the Workforce Academy program at Sydney High School and at Sydney Middle School. It's continuing to expand. It now includes the new RCI Academy. We're just really excited about everything that's happening in Sydney City Schools. There's so much more. We invite the public to check out our recent news stories on our website. That address is www.sydneycityschools.org. You can find us on Facebook, search for Sydney City Schools. We're on Twitter and Instagram. So we're out there. We're trying to make ourselves visible and just share everything good that's happening within the district.
Tiffany Wildermuth, Communications Coordinator, Sydney City Schools, noting for us that tonight's event, a big success in a joint effort with elementary school principals, head football coach Adam Dungis, and PTO members at the four elementaries in the district. Elementary students had the chance to purchase tickets at a rate of just $2 each, which also got them a free T-shirt. Parents were able to order tickets for $2. More than 500 students pre-ordered tickets, including parents. About 1,200 additional people came through the gate tonight. And we saw those T-shirts, Chuck, being fashioned on the young boys and girls out on the field. They were on display. 400 to 500 youngsters were out on the field at the beginning of halftime wearing those bright gold tees.
Well, I checked into it. They didn't have any 3Xs, so I couldn't get one.
Well,
that's a big elementary kid if they got a 3X.
I'd need a 2.5X at least. But it's halftime here at Sydney. Yellow Jackets on top by a count of 43-0 over Toledo Wade. Chuck, we've noted on the scoreboard here, which is flashing some partial scores. Trotwood does lead in its game 21-10 over Lebanon at halftime. Trotwood is Sydney's opponent next week. That's the start of the GWOC North play, the second half of the season. And as we've noted a few times tonight, that GWOC North is pretty tight. I don't think I can recall in the last 10 years, anyway, when the North Division from top to bottom has been so close, talent level more even than ever before from Trotwood down to Greenville.
Well, it's been Trotwood and then everybody playing for second.
Right.
And this year, I think two things happened. Trotwood, not quite as good, although they're a pretty good football team.
Yes.
But everybody else has gotten better.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see Sydney play. You know, let's face it, they've not played, except for St. Mary's, not played a real tough, what I'd like to call non-league schedule. So next week it starts for real, and I'm excited to see what they're going to do against these teams that are more their skill level.
And we'd like to invite our followers to check the scoresbroadcast.com website on Monday. We will update you as to which game we pick for next Friday night's coverage. It'll either be Marion Local at Anna or Trotwood at Sydney.
So check the website out on Monday. We understand that also on notice is Bloomington, Indiana, Chuck, which might be the site of ESPN's game day a week from Saturday when Ohio State plays the Hoosiers.
Well, there must not be very many good games that day. Do you think they can find Bloomington?
Yeah, when Indiana is being considered for the ESPN pregame show, you're right. There must not be many other good games on tap.
Well, I'll tell you what, the way Ohio State's playing offense the last couple of weeks, Indiana could score enough points to beat them.
Well, Indiana and Ohio State could both be unbeaten heading into that game, and I think that is what has raised the eyebrows of the ESPN folks,
sure,
who are considering game day for a week from Saturday. But back to the GWAC North, Trotwood beating Lebanon tonight 21-10 at the half. Greenville losing to Fairmont 17-0 at the half. Butler was down by a point at Springfield 14-13. Troy was losing by two scores in its game against
Xenia.
Yes, it was Xenia, wasn't it? Yeah.
And Pick was up 24-10, it says, in the first quarter against Fairborn.
Okay, you're right. I did see that score. So that gives you a picture of the GWAC North teams. They all can score points, and it is up for grabs. And Sydney has got a chance to really make its mark on that GWAC North next Friday night here at home against Trotwood. So many thanks tonight to our tremendous underwriting sponsors on board with us in this game, which has Sydney on top 43-0 at the half against Toledo Waite. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News, Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, Middendorf, the developer for Timber Trail, the new subdivision off 25A, south edge of Anna. Beautiful wooded lots available. If interested, call Mitch Middendorf at Middendorf Builders. Anna Utilities, Anna Schools, not far from I-75. And as I noted, wooden lots available in Timber Trail. It's off 25A, south edge of Anna. And Middendorf Builders is the developer. Call Mitch Middendorf at Middendorf Builders for more information. 2 minutes away from the start of the second half. We'll return shortly with the second half kickoff. We'll have a continuous clock when we start playing the third quarter because Sydney leads Toledo Waite 43-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax,
we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, Sydney Memorial Stadium 30-0 field, as we await the second half kickoff, Sydney 43, Toledo Waite nothing. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, 16th in Division 7, Region 26, at Lima Perry tonight. Last score we saw was 14-7. Lehman at halftime. Minster, 11th in Division 7, Region 26, was tied 6-6 with Versailles after two quarters. We have not seen a Fort Loramie score yet. Redskins at home tonight against Hardin Northern, which was 3-1 coming into that game. Redskins looking for their first win. Anna down to Coldwater, 21-0, early third quarter. And as we noted, Versailles, Minster, 6-6 at halftime. Chuck, that Brookville team that Anna played earlier in the year and lost 21-0 is 4-0, second in its region in Division 5. And Anna has given Brookville its best ball game of the year so far.
Yeah, Brookville's a pretty good football team, and I tell you, they ran the ball really well.
Yep, sure did. Well, here's Dean striding forward, kicking off once again to start the second half, and this one goes out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. And by rule, Toledo Waite can have Sydney re-kick it or can take the football at the 35. And
or take it where it went out of bounds.
Or right, or take it where it went out of bounds.
Which wouldn't be very smart.
But the 35-yard line is by far the best field position Waite has had tonight after a Dean kickoff. So the Indians choose to have the ball right there. What a night for Sydney's offense. How many total yards, Chuck?
I had them for 355 in the first half.
My goodness. Wow. And just barely over 100 yards net for Toledo Waite on 39 plays.
Yeah.
So that is a little over two per play, not quite three. Here is Waite running on first and 10 from the 35, a gain of one to the 36. We do have a continuous clock in effect. Yep, Sydney has been throwing the football quite a bit here in the first half tonight. And as Chuck noted earlier, 8 of 11, no turnovers by Sydney, but far too many penalties. Here is Waite running outside right tackle, and after a short gain on first down, a loss on second. So it is 3rd and 11 for Waite from the Indians' 34. Sanders, who started the game at quarterback, was filled in for by Nichols, the underclassman, is back out again after Nichols got hurt. Sanders rolling left, throws short to the 40. It's at the feet of the receiver, and it's no good. Incomplete. Sanders has had a few of his wideouts open short range, Chuck, but he just simply has not hit him between the numbers.
Well, he when he rolls out, he tends to throw everything in the ground.
And despite the incomplete forward pass, the clock ticks away. We're all the way down to near 10 minutes. That was a three-play, two-minute possession by Waite to start the second half thanks to the continuous clock. High snap to Downer, who kicks it off the side of his foot. It's away from McNeil, that's for sure. But it only travels 20 yards with a bounce.
If Sam Nyswanger would have noticed where the kick went, he could have gone over there, picked it up, and ran it back because there was nobody on that side of the field.
You're right. So Sydney will start first and 10 from its own 45. We'll pick up the Yellow Jackets substitutions. And it looks like Peyton Osborne, the senior, is in at quarterback. He filled in nicely for Andre Gordon last week when Andre got nicked up. And the first effort is a running play. It's dealt by Osborne to Bowser, and he barrels up the middle, beyond the linebackers, into the secondary. Bowser may go all the way, and he is caught at the two, breaks a tackle, in for the touchdown. Wow, what a play by Isaiah Bowser. Great blocking up front at the point of attack by Sydney, and that football is like gold when Osborne touches it, Chuck. He came in off the bench last week. As Adam Dungis, head coach, noted in the pregame, two drives engineered last week by Osborne, touchdowns. First handoff, second half tonight, a score.
Got a new kicker out there. That was Anthony Stamen who got the extra point.
And the kick by him was right down the middle perfect? Or was it? No, it was no good. It was off to the left. And that's about the only thing that Sydney has mistaken tonight, except for a few penalties. Extra point try, no good. Sydney substituting heavily here in the second half. Continuous clock in play.
I like that. I mean, you never know when your kicker's going to go down because he is a contact player in the game.
Exactly.
And, you never know when you're going to need to throw somebody out there. So at this point, 49 to nothing, let everybody play.
Exactly. 9:42 left in the third. Timeout on the field as we prepare for another Sydney kickoff on scoresbroadcast.com.
The game of football requires speed, athletes that are fast and can outrun the competition. Bigman Supply knows how important being fast is, not only in football, but when it comes to getting your order to you. That's why we have 10 trucks running the roads of West Central Ohio daily to get our large inventories to our customers. You don't win the game by being slow, and at Bigman Supply, the word slow is not even in our vocabulary. Bigman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Boy, again, kudos tonight to Sydney City Schools, elementary school principals, head coach Adam Dungis, PTO members. They stage a fantastic elementary school night this evening. Absolutely. Students had the chance to purchase tickets, discounted rate of $2. They got a free T-shirt, and those shirts were on display at halftime. 400 to 500 elementary students were out on the Sydney Memorial Stadium 30-0 field during the intermission break. Some 1,200 or so additional people came through the turnstiles tonight here at Sydney because of elementary school night. Elementary students, middle school students, and parents, great crowd. And Sydney's offense has put on a fantastic show. Kickoff by Sydney down to the 15, run back to the 20 by Toledo Waite, which has a first and 10 with 9:20 left in the third. And the clock did stop after that kickoff. I know that Kevin Ford, supervisor of GWOC officials, has told us in the past that there are a few provisions for clock stoppage.
Well,
one would be a timeout, of course.
Right. Yeah, as soon as the ball's marked for play, the clock starts.
Yes, and it was marked for play and has restarted. Waite back onto the field with the clock running. Snap from center, and the fullback, Ashford, twists and turns to the 19. No gain. That was the line of scrimmage.
Now, Darren Nichols is back in the game at quarterback. It's nice to see the young man back out there.
Sure is, indeed. 49-0 Sydney. Nichols, the quarterback, 5'10", 170, a sophomore, filling in for Sanders. He's the junior number one man. Nichols wants to throw, steps out of the pocket to the left, whips a bullet incomplete up near the 28-yard line.
That has got to be tough for the clock guy not to turn the clock off when he sees an incomplete pass. It's just something you're used to if you've done it for very long.
Now you can't help but pull the trigger and get it stopped.
They're doing a great job. It didn't stop.
Well, Waite's passing game has been its Achilles heel on offense here tonight. 2 for 13 throwing. Here's Nichols firing down the middle. It's a post pattern. Almost intercepted by Beer at the 45 of Sydney. Unofficially, I've got 2 of 14 now for Waite throwing the football.
2 of 14 for 8 yards.
Clock still running on that incomplete third down pass. 4th and 9 for Waite from the Indians' 19-yard line. Sydney with a return man at the 50. And I don't think it's McNeil.
No. I don't think we'll see them anymore tonight.
Left-footed punt hits at the 40. And it might have bounced off a Sydney player. It's loose at the 45. Who gets it? Yellow Jackets recover nearly. Sydney's first turnover, miscue of the night.
That was Roediger, and I'll tell you what, he had no idea the ball was getting ready to come down and hit him, and he did a great job of reacting.
Yeah, the kick was so short, he was setting up to block. He was in the punt block team. Far hash mark, had his back turned. Ball plunked him on the backside, but fortunately, Sydney did recover 1st and 10 at the Waite 45. Osborne hands off. Good running play, Sydney, right up the gut. 35-30, 25-20. Down to about the 18-yard line. Yellow Jackets with a first-down romp as it goes for about 27 on the first play from scrimmage.
Second-string running back, third-string running back, pretty good, aren't they?
Sure are. Sydney's got speed throughout the roster.
Give the offensive line a lot of credit. That was a huge hole they ran through.
First and 10, Sydney, 16-yard line of wait. Osborne hands off again. Here's a sweep left in by the Yellow Jackets. Running hard to the pylon. Goes the tailback. And he's got it. Touchdown. Getting in. Beautifully done by the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Tristan Carlson, 5'10 senior. He's got some pretty quick wheels of his own as he spun them fast. Got outside the hash on this side of the field. And the Wade Indians couldn't catch up to him. Two fine runs by Carlson on that quick possession by Sydney. Another touchdown.
Well, that was they've run three plays for 100 yards all on the ground for two touchdowns.
55-0, extra point try, wide left, no good. 55-0, Sydney, 6.5 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Up, Sydney prepares to kick off from the 40. And Anthony Strayman knocks it down to the corner near the pylon, out of bounds inside the 5. Just over 6 to play with the continuous clock in force. Sydney has still rolled up a couple of quick touchdowns here in the third quarter. And head coach Adam Dungis has substituted very freely. Sydney still getting the job done on offense as Toledo Waite has been overmatched all night long.
Well, I haven't noticed if Waite has subbed their defense, but I'll tell you, those three plays looked like there was not much effort.
Here come the Indians to the line of scrimmage. Kickoff out of bounds, line of scrimmage 35. The quarterback Nichols takes the snap in the shotgun, puts his head down, digs hard to the 39. He's bumped down right there. Picked up about 4. Second down and 6 for Waite. 5:40 to go in the third. I may have mistakenly said Coldwater led Anna 21-0. It's 20-0 at halftime at Coldwater. Oh, here's a good play by Sydney's defense. Excellent penetration by Austin Freisteller as he blasted through, caught the running back, Ashford, around his ankles at the 37. Loss of a couple, 3rd and 8 for Toledo Waite. 3 receivers to the left for Nichols. Short drop, looks that direction. Now hustles out of the pocket under some duress. He's met, drop back at the 33. A wave of black shirts in on him. Boy, Nichols was collared. Good rush through there by Kelton Stockton, just a sophomore for Sydney. And again, Toledo Waite must punt the football. Waite's had about 7 punts in this game. This kick from the 27, and it's very wobbly, very short. I think it landed, what, out of bounds, Chuck? Only about 8 or 10 yards up the field.
I think that was a 5-yard punt.
It went straight up. I lost it in the lights, and it dropped down in the weight bench across the way.
Well, and I just, you start to feel bad for them a little bit. You know, they just got to play the string out here, keep playing hard, and make a tackle on one of these runs.
55-0 Sidney, 4:28 to go third quarter. Peyton Osborne at quarterback. Osborne played very well last week for Sidney against Fairborn a couple of times when Andre Gordon got dinged up. Here's a jet sweep left end. Sidney gets outside the numbers on this side of the field at the 35-30, down to around the 25-yard line.
That was Dylan King.
Yep. Nice run by King. Good block out in front by Josiah Hudgens. Sidney to the line of scrimmage. Football inside the 25. Hudgens, flanker, split 6 yards to the left. Here's the handoff on the play to Carlson, who stutter steps to the line of scrimmage. He smacked down at the 23. That was a first down play. Second and 8, Sidney at the 23 of Toledo Waite with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. 55-0 Yellow Jackets. Osborne's got receivers left and right. I would imagine he'll keep it on the ground right here. Long cadence. Carlson is to his right about 3 or 4 steps. Here's a sweep left end. It is Hudgens trying to get the corner turned. Can't do it. He is decked behind the line. Wow. Open field tackle, Chuck.
Emmanuel Dominguez, and that was a heck of a tackle.
Third and 10 now for Sidney at the Toledo Waite 25-yard line. 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Continuous clock in play. 55-0 Sidney. Snap back to Osborne at the 30. Handoff, middle of the field, gain of a couple. Fourth and 7 or 8 coming up for Sidney. Carlson on the short dash. Sidney to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers left, two to the right. Yellow Jackets look near side to the bench for the play call. 5 yards behind the line. Osborne takes the snap, wants to throw. Very deep drop. It's a middle screen. It is caught on the dead run of the 21-yard line by King. Look at him go. He's outside the hash mark, far side, inside the 10. Tripped up around the 8-yard line. That was executed nicely, Chuck, by the reserves. A middle screen to King, who floated across the center.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I have no problem with this group out here throwing the ball in passing situations. They got to learn, too.
Well, when you consider that Jack Fiesel, the number one quarterback, is out, Osborne is it behind, yep, behind Andre Gordon.
Exactly.
So he's got to be able to execute when called on.
Yeah, I have no problem with that play at all.
Minute 26 to go, third quarter, running play Sidney. Carlson bullies his way down to the 6. Second and goal from there. Two receivers each side. Carlson is right behind the quarterback, Osborne. Snap to Osborne. Ball dished to the ball carrier. To the 6, the 5. He's rolled down at the 4. Under a minute to go in the third quarter. Big third quarter score. Minster 6 for Sale 6. That game being played in Tiger Country tonight. That's a crucial contest for Division 5 Minster and Division 5 Versailles, I should say, and Division 7 Minster. Snap back on the play to Osborne. Handoff to Carlson. He's met well at the 8-yard line and flattened.
Mike Hernandez, and boy, he just read that play, shot through the gap, and stopped it in his tracks.
That was a third down play. It sets up fourth and goal now for Sidney. Inside the 10-yard line of Toledo Waite with 18 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Pickwa still leads Fairborn 24-17 in the third. Long count, clock running down, time expires. That's it. Head coach Adam Dungis elects to not run another play here at the end of the third quarter. The period closes, Sydney 55, Toledo 8 nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
An attractive, comfortable place for your new home is Timber Trail in Anna. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie will construct some of these beautiful new homes right off 25A.
Timber Trails is located very conveniently near I-75, Honda, and the schools.
Anna Village Administrator Nancy Benroth.
One of the major pluses for those living in Anna's new Timber Trail subdivision is the high quality of education available.
Just one of many reasons why you should consider one of these 30 scenic lots developed by Middendorf Builders.
Anna schools have consistently received a state report card rating of excellent.
Timber Trail, created by Middendorf. A superb new home setting with big tax savings.
The lots are at least a half acre, and some of them are wooded. A bonus is that they get property tax abatement for at least 4 years.
Property for sale now at Timber Trail in Anna, Village Utilities and Safety, plus Country Living in Style. Call Mitch Middendorf at 937-295-4219. 295-4219. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Sydney 55, Toledo 8 nothing. We start play fourth quarter, Sydney fourth and goal at the Indians' 8-yard line.
357 yards on the ground for the Yellow Jackets here going into the fourth quarter.
That's rushing alone, correct?
That's just rushing, yes.
Fourth and goal from the 8. Here comes a blitz by Waite. They don't get to Carlson, or I should say Osborne, who does unleash the pass in a hurry in the end zone. It's high, no good, incomplete.
I think that one got tipped at the line of scrimmage.
Good defensive play by the Waite Indians. And Toledo Waite takes over inside their own 10. Fort Loramie Redskins trying to get win number 1 tonight at home, leading Hardin Northern 7-0 thanks to that score from Ken Barhorst. Sports editor, Sydney Daily News. Greenville in the GWOC North losing to Fairmont tonight. Piqua winning by 7 against Fairborn. Troy being beaten by Xenia tonight. That game has tightened up a little bit. Trotwood at last count led Lebanon 21-10 third period. Here is a sweep left end, and the Jackets pile it up at the 5-yard line. As the ball carrier running from the slot, MC Harris couldn't get to the outside. He ran into trouble. It'll be second down and 13 for Toledo Waite from the 6. 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter. Continuous clock in force. 55-0 Sydney. In fact, Toledo Waite, Chuck, would have to score 26 points to take the continuous clock off.
I think we're safe.
I think so. Snap back to the quarterback, Nichols from the end zone. Arches a bomb near sideline, incomplete, up at the 37. Intended for Ronnie Sanders, who now is lining up as a wideout. He started the game at quarterback for Toledo Waite.
He's a pretty athletic kid. I think he could probably play on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Got the height and range to do it, and the long strides, better than 6'3". Third and 13 for Waite. In the offensive backfield, it's the quarterback Nichols, and he feeds his fullback who plows to the 9, and that is where he's caught. Run by Mike Hernandez, 5'11 senior, in off the bench. Back up to Ashford, the number 1 runner. Fourth down and 9 for Waite inside the Indians 10 with 9:55 to go in the fourth quarter. And Toledo Waite is punting. That's something the Indians haven't done very well tonight. This boot will come out of the end zone. Line drive kick is away from Sydney's deep man, who does race up to get a hand on it. I think it's Danny Dean back. Damian Clausen back to receive. 32, not 22. Good job by him to smother that football. And hot step it forward about the 44 of Toledo Waite. First and 10 Yellow Jackets from that point on the field. That was one of the better punts tonight by the Indians.
Okay, we've got a new quarterback out there now.
Yeah. Sydney's depth chart, Nick Rainey. The depth chart at quarterback is being well utilized. Running play, Sydney is stalemated right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Yeah, 3-5 is on the jersey, the new signal caller for Sydney. Nick Rainey, 35, 5'10 sophomore, 182-pounder. 3 minutes gone here in the fourth. 55-0 Sydney, second and 10 from the 43 of Waite. Jackets have Seth Wallace, slot left. Here is Rainey giving to the fullback who trudges to the 42. He might have garnered one. Second down and 9. Yeah, that's Ethan Carlson in the offensive backfield. He and Tristan have done the lion's share of the running in the second half. 8:28 to go, fourth quarter. Third and 9 for Sydney at the Waite 42. Snap back to Rainey, who looks left. Sprints outside the numbers, far side. Runs into the boundary. Out of bounds he goes at the 37. Fourth and about 5 or 6 coming up here for Sydney. Clock continues to run, even though Rainey hit the sideline right in front of the Waite bench. 7:56 left. Sydney's quarterback, Nick Rainey, looking near side for the play call. Deep drop, middle screen, in the hands of the receiver and out at the 32. Would have been enough for a first down, but Christian Freisteller simply could not tuck that ball away. He had better than 10 yards, maybe a few more running steps ahead of him. But it bounced off his mitts, and Sydney turns it over on downs at the 39 of Toledo Waite. That was a fourth down play, if I didn't say so. Down near 7 minutes left. Fourth quarter of this game, 55-0 Sydney over Toledo Waite. Two receivers each way. Handoff, offensive backfield. It's Hernandez, and he busts to the outside. He's got 10 yards, a dozen, plowing down to the 47-yard line of Sydney. He blazed a trail for 14 yards. 6:47 left in the ballgame. First and 10 Waite, which would like nothing better than to dent the scoring column before the night's out. Hernandez again, right tackle. Now springs it wide to the 40, maybe the 39 of Sydney, as he's rammed into the Waite bench across the way, other side of the field. Play good enough for a first down. Boy, I like the way this Hernandez runs. Nichols, the quarterback for Toledo Waite. Scoreboard says first and 10. Actually, the gain was 8 on a second and 2 play. Now the Indians do produce the first down. A run over right guard down to the Sydney 32. G-Walk North action kicks into high gear next week. Trotwood comes to Sydney. To the line of scrimmage. Toledo Waite. Quarterback Nichols keeps it. Sidesteps one man, another. Good juke move. And he twists and turns down to the 26. Nice bit of running by the young quarterback for Toledo Waite. It's going to be second and 3 as he danced for 7. We approach the 5-minute mark in the fourth quarter. 55-0 Sydney. Two receivers far left. Short drop by Nichols. Looks over the middle. Throws a chest-high pass into the hands of the receiver. He clutched it at the 12-yard line. That's the best thrown ball of the night by Waite quarterbacks.
No doubt.
Very good reception by Jamel Blanks of Toledo Waite at the 10.5-yard line. Waite can get a first down inside the 1. Here is Nichols handing off. Sweep right in. 5-yard line. 4. Out of bounds. Keith Garrett, a freshman tailback, in off the bench for Toledo Waite. He hauled it on that rush. Line of scrimmage, the 3.5. Down to 4:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Sydney leads 55-0. Here's a running play by Waite over right guard, and it's good for a touchdown. And the Indians are on the board with 4:14 to play in the fourth quarter. And Toledo Waite will go for two. That's what the Indians have done last season and this season under head coach Dan Chipka. 2 points after, snap back to Nichols. Nichols legs that up the middle. He lunges, lurching forward to the goal line. He booked the play, and he got in for the two-point conversion. Good effort by Nichols, the QB for Waite. And it's 55-8, Sydney, 4:14 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation that is second to none. For three straight years, Barker Insurance, number one most valued agency in the region. Barker will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Beacon, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. We're located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, at 937-492-1857. That's 492-1857. Kickoff by Waite. Sydney runs it back out to the 41. First and 10, Yellow Jackets, who lead 55-8. With 3:50 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Nick Rainey is in at quarterback. He's the third QB used tonight by head coach Adam Dungis of Sydney. Here's a flat pass. It is caught by Freisteller at the 39, and he charges up to the 42 or 43, a short gain. So many thanks tonight to our anchor underwriting sponsors, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine, U.S. Bank, Sydney Body Car Star, Local Equipment, Holloway Sportswear, Barker Insurance, from whom you just heard, American Architectural Glass, the Sydney Daily News, and Middendorf Builders. Mitch Middendorf is developing Timber Trail, Route 25A, south edge of Anna, Anna Schools, Anna Utilities, close to I-75, wooded lots. Timber Trail, call Mitch Middendorf at Middendorf Builders for more information. Middendorf is the developer of Timber Trail, 25A south of Anna. Third and 11 facing Sydney at the Yellow Jackets 40. 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Rainey with a long cadence. Jet sweep near side. And the run is stopped at the 44. That play picks up 3 yards. Sydney is facing fourth and about 7 or 8 to go for a first down. Down to 2:17 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Yellow Jackets are going to go for it. Sydney can get a first down across the 50. Long count here by Rainey. Waite showing blitz. and it's a punt by the quarterback, Rainey. Nicely done, a high lofty one, and it hits it around the 30-yard line. It's touched there, and that's where Waite's got it first down, 10 yards to go. But that was a very sportsmanlike play by Adam Dungis, head coach of Sydney. Ball was snapped back to Rainey in the shotgun spread, and he lofted a punt down the middle of the field on fourth and about 7 or 8 yards to go. And Toledo Waite's got it at the Indians' 30.
Well, let's just be honest. Sydney could have scored 100 tonight if they would have chosen to.
Yep, indeed.
Even with a running clock.
Yeah. These additional underwriting sponsors tonight, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and in Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service at Bambauer. Bluffton University's MBA program. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Locations in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between. South of Bodkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in McCartyville. On-time, high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. Third down, 3 yards to go for Toledo Waite, which throws a short pass from the 37-yard line to the 42. It's completed. Nicely done by Nichols to Blanks. Gain good for 6 or 7. Shy of the Waite 45, it's first and 10, last 20 seconds of the fourth quarter, clock winding down, 55-0 Sydney. Nichols heaving a bomb outside the numbers, far right side of the field, a nice catch over the shoulder on the dead run by the receiver, M.C. Harris, inside the 30, sprints to the 20, he goes out of bounds, but with the continuous clock in play, it doesn't stop, time expires, that's it. Sydney prevails easily tonight by a final score of 55-0, although we do understand that Toledo Waite may have technically gotten a timeout called with a second to go in this game. Well, my ending to the contest was a second premature, Chuck.
Well, I guess I understand that. You came a long way and you got thumped, but when the other team is showing this kind of sportsmanship, I think this maybe slides the other direction a little bit.
Waite trying to get one more tally, down 55-8, final play, final second. Snap to the quarterback, Nichols, steps up in the pocket, fires, middle of the field, in traffic, through the hands of the receiver, and intercepted by Sydney. 6 yards deep in the end zone, and run back out to the 22. Scoreboard clock says zero time remaining. It's all over. Sydney Yellow Jackets advance to 4-1 on the year as they get ready for Trotwood, which comes to town next Friday. Sydney wins by a final count of 55-8. We'll return to wrap it up in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewire that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
All the way around, a highly successful night here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. It was elementary student night this evening. It may have attracted an additional 1,500 to 2,000 at the gate. Outstanding crowd on hand for this game, which witnessed Sydney's 55-8 pasting of Toledo Weight. Yellow Jackets win it in fine fashion, getting prepped for the GWOC run, the last five games. Trotwood comes to town next Friday night. Sydney entered the game this evening, having gone 3-1 in the first four since 2007. First time since 2007, three wins in the first four games. Tonight makes it 4-1, and coming into tonight, Sydney had won three in a row, first time since 2009 that had happened. Tonight, Sydney's fourth in a row with victories over Bellefontaine and West Carrollton and Fairborn and Toledo Weight in succession after the game, after the season opening loss to St. Mary's. Chuck.
Well, they have great team speed. They play really good defense. They throw the ball well when they have to. They have so many weapons running the football. They're a force. They truly are. I think that Trotwood might get their eyes open by the speed that Sydney has next week.
Yeah, only flaw tonight, a few too many penalties, yeah. Several unnecessary ones. Must avoid those in critical situations if you want to beat Trotwood. But next week on the gridiron here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, maybe more like a track meet.
That's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I've already decided where I'm going next week.
Unofficially, Chuck, about how many yards for Sydney tonight?
I had them unofficially with 499. That's got to be fairly close. They didn't have a lot in the second half. They only had 144 yards, but they subbed way down. I mean, that last touchdown that Wade got was against third stringers. That wasn't even the second group out there. So they were impressive. All phases of the game were impressive tonight.
Andre Gordon, splendid once again, running the show at quarterback and filling in very admirably. Behind him were Peyton Osborne and Nick Rainey, as head coach Adam Dunn just substituted very freely in the second half. These two teams do not play again in the foreseeable future. This was a one-game series, so to speak, here tonight at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Sydney now goes to 4-1, Toledo Weight 1-4, and the GWOC is going to be interesting. We're looking forward to it.
Now it's time for the real season to start. The Clancy's player of the game. It's easy to give it to a quarterback, and every week you sit and you go, tonight, how can you not give it to the quarterback? Andre Gordon, the only time he played was in the first half. He accounted for four touchdowns running, one touchdown passing. He was just a man out there, and he's only a freshman. He is the Clancy's player of the game.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves it.
Clancy's. I always see them at after school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. It was a big, successful night here at Sydney. It was elementary school night. Big turnout, great gate. Fans enjoyed a tremendous game turned in by Sydney. Yellow Jackets defeat Toledo Waite 55-8. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.